Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, obviously, one of the most important transmissions ever today. As we approach the Ides of March, it is the 15th of March, 2011, on this Monday broadcast. It is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, straight up. We've got Gerald Celente on the unfolding wars and unrest in the Middle East, North Africa, and what's happening with the open announcement of the acceleration of the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency. We'll also look at what's happening in Japan with the top trends forecaster Gerald Celente in the next hour. In the first, second, and third hour, we will break down exactly what's happening in Japan with the biggest nuclear disaster in world history now unfolding. Caused by the 9.1. It was upgraded over the weekend from an 8.9 to a 9.1. That's the fourth strongest earthquake ever recorded, hitting Japan, hitting northeastern Japan with the giant tsunamis. Tens of thousands dead. It's reported one town. They believe 10,000 plus are dead alone in a fishing village. When we come back in the second segment, I'm going to begin launching into a full spectrum analysis of what's happening. It was Friday that I told listeners that I believed a meltdown was taking place because of the cesium and because of the radioactive iodine being released. Mainline physicists, nuclear physicists, radiation experts from previous reports with other disasters say that if you find the cesium, if you find the radioactive iodine, that you've got meltdown going on. The question is, would it go critical? Then Saturday morning, Fukushima number one blew sky high. Now, earlier today, about 4 hours ago in Japan, Fukushima number three blew up and it was a huge mushroom cloud. I mean, it was so giant that a daisy cutter dropped out of a C-130 wouldn't do this. It blew several thousand feet in the sky. You could see giant pieces of machinery that looked like the core rising up thousands of feet. I'm showing on screen right now today's explosion, dwarfing Saturday's explosion. Now, remember, there are four more reactors that were already beginning to melt down in emergency situation that didn't have power, seawater being pumped in a last-ditch desperation effort. And the Japanese government is calmly reporting that, oh, there was just some hydrogen exploding. No, ladies and gentlemen, we told you Friday a meltdown was in process. Infowars.com was the first Saturday morning. I called up Kurt, wrote the article with him, and I said, I'm taking the heat for this. It's a meltdown from all of my research. Within 4 hours, Reuters, AP, and the Japanese government all reported meltdown was confirmed. That was a meltdown explosion. Now, number one blew up Saturday. Number three blew up hours ago. It is a no-brainer. I would give it a 95% probability, dead reckoning, gut research point that the other four reactors at Fukushima are now going to melt down as well. Because they're on screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, if not, go to Infowars.com. They're all posted, as well as at PrisonPlanet.com. That is Saturday morning's explosion of Fukushima number one. Within seconds, a 1,000-foot-tall plume, pieces of the reactor containment system completely blown out with the reactor inside. The government saying, oh, it collapsed. No, it didn't collapse. It exploded. And I said, that's going to cause even more danger, more problems with the emergency crews and technicians risking their lives in that radiation-bathed area. Radiation now reported in high levels up to 60 miles away. There's the new explosion today. I would say, looking at it, it's probably 10 times the explosive power. Within seconds, the mushroom cloud was up to 3,000 feet in the air. Giant pieces of black equipment flying through the air, being ejected thousands of feet in the air. That's what you get from a full meltdown. Hydrogen could not do that. The amounts of hydrogen that are in those plants. That was a complete and total meltdown. There is nothing else that it could be. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The meltdowns are continuing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are live. It is Monday, the 14th day of March, 2011. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have continual coverage of what's happening in Japan. The reports that fallout will be heading in the direction, the first place it'll make landfall is the west coast of the United States, from Northern California up to Southern Canada. We broke this analysis down on Saturday. We were the first to report that clearly Fukushima number one had melted down and exploded due to meltdown. That is now confirmed by the Japanese government. That is now confirmed by AP, Reuters, Fox News, nuclear physicists all over television saying, quote, the Japanese are covering up the extent of this and that that was a meltdown. Then, about 4.5 hours ago, Fukushima number three, 6 giant nuclear reactors at one facility. Fukushima number three exploded spectacularly. Looking at the explosions, it's roughly 10 times the explosive power. Thousands and thousands of feet in the air, the what appears to be the reactor core, a large black box with what looks like rods, is thrown straight up, even escaping the dust of the explosion. Several, it looks like 3,000 feet in the air. Those are 1,000-foot towers. We've looked it up. 1,000-foot aircraft towers in the area to keep aircraft away. This is massive. There are 6 plants. Now, what did I say Friday? I said clearly a meltdown is taking place because of the cesium and the radioactive iodine being reported at 1,000 times safe levels. That I just went to mainline physics university sites. I already had researched this previously because there's several reactors, research reactors here in Austin. So I wanted to, you know, research it for my family's safety. And I knew that if cesium and radioactive iodine are being released, that that means one thing: fusion. Fusion. And that means that that the nuclear fission had begun and that a meltdown had begun. Saturday morning, Infowars.com did not go out on a limb. As I explained to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, I got the research together, got it to them. We got the report out first saying that was a meltdown explosion. That is now confirmed. Associated Press, Reuters, Japanese government, within 4 or 5 hours of our report, headline, meltdown caused nuke plant explosion. Japanese government safety board, the industrial nuclear agency, NISA, the nuclear industrial safety agency of Japan. And that was put out by the Nikkei National News. Okay, so let's get one thing straight. The meltdown began on Friday at Fukushima number one. By Saturday, Fukushima number one exploded in a gigantic explosion, sending concrete rubble in the 20-plus thick walls, steel reinforced like a fragmentation bomb, into the rest of the Fukushima nuclear complex, the other 5 reactors. Again, we put in Kurt Nemo's article that it would most assuredly cause serious damage to all the other struggling reactors. Within hours, we heard number 3 may melt down, and they warn there may be an explosion. Boom, today it exploded spectacularly. We have all these videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in Kurt Nemo's article, Second Explosion at Cripple Japanese Nuke Plant. I would actually just change it to complex. It's a complex of 6. 2 have melted down and exploded. Fukushima number 3, spectacularly, thousands and thousands of feet within seconds, huge black masses. First, you see the white containment facility exploding, the dome, the containment facility. Then you see giant black pieces of equipment with such explosive force, they escape the main explosion and come out at the top. We're going to start rolling that second explosion from just hours ago for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Undoubtedly, I would be surprised if the other 4 don't now melt down and explode as well, even if they were able to shut them down previously. The explosion will obviously cause serious damage inside the facilities and will probably, I mean, it's undoubted that another one will blow up and then it will probably cause another chain reaction. Let's hope, let's pray that's not the case. But the worst case looks like it's now unfolding. There are 2 other nuke facilities that the Associated Press are reporting inside Japan, separate from the Fukushima 6 nuke plant complex that are also on the verge of melting down. There is no doubt this is the greatest nuclear disaster ever. Look at that. Within seconds, a giant mushroom cloud, conservatively 3,000 to 4,000 feet in the air. Within seconds, that's not a smoke plume. A high-powered explosion. There is no way that the amounts of hydrogen that they use at that plant could cause that, ladies and gentlemen. That is an ultra-massive meltdown explosion, there is no doubt. And many other experts are now on Fox, you name it, saying that Japan is covering up. Boom. Here's ABC News of Australia, big national news. Nuclear crisis highlights history of cover-ups. In Japan. Japan, this is not their first nuclear disaster. They've covered up the previous ones. People need to stop living in denial. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. We already have potassium iodide, but I sent my wife, today to Whole Foods. She was there, and the woman came over and asked if she needed help. She said, I'm buying the supplement, natural kelp iodine drops, because that's better, you know, for the stomach than the pills. For my husband and my children. And the woman began to laugh at her and say, there's no problem, there's no big deal, that there hasn't been a meltdown. And everybody's just going about their business because it's seen as a virtue to not be informed. Now, there are two major jet stream bands that come across North America. Texas is hit by the southern one that comes in over Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida. It tends to come out of the higher altitude and dump between New Mexico and Mississippi. But that's not the band that's going right over the fallout from the meltdowns. At least two reactors have melted down and exploded spectacularly, making Chernobyl look like a child's play. The band going over the southern United States is the band that goes over China. Again, it goes from the west to the east. That's why if you take off in an aircraft in California and fly to New York, you get there on average about 45 minutes earlier than if you were flying from New York to California, because the jet stream can go between 60 miles an hour and 200 plus miles an hour. So when your aircraft has it as a tailwind, it pushes you. I have studied in depth since Friday all the live satellite feeds. You can just type in satellite feed of North American jet stream or Pacific jet streams, and you can see the exact maps of what's currently happening. The jet stream that goes over the Fukushima complex, and remember, the trade winds pick it up. Those are the lower winds and push it into the jet stream, but the trade winds and the jet stream above it goes right over Fukushima. And the media admits, oh, don't worry, it's being blown out to sea. AccuWeather is reporting, yes, it's being blown out to sea. So the most of the fallout's being blown out to sea. First place it makes landfall. And if you look at the jet stream, in fact, let's put up the confirmed article, meltdown at Fukushima. Kurt's article has that map, a screenshot of the jet stream. It comes in at about Northern California, bends up the coast, due to atmospheric changes with landfall, runs up Oregon, Washington State, and then turns back in the southwestern area of Canada and goes down through Idaho, Utah, into Colorado, and turns above Oklahoma. And by the way, it comes down low in the atmosphere over Oklahoma. Oklahoma, if this fallout gets into the jet stream, is going to be getting some. That's the most southerly area the jet stream's dumping. It's going to dump in there. So that entire area, as a precaution, you should seek medical advice. But I personally am taking naturally occurring iodine from alfalfa, dulse, and kelp. And so are my children. They're taking the recommended dose, because the number one cause of death or illness is the thyroid operates off of iodine, but it can't recognize nuclear iodine, radioactive iodine. And again, there on screen, we have a screenshot of the jet stream for you going right over Japan, as you can see there, dumping in over central to northern California, banding up through the northwestern states, and then into Canada, dumping back down over the Rockies and into Illinois, Oklahoma, you name it. And it does gyrate. It is moving back and forth. We have the latest report here. Radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. Some estimates early on were 3 to 4 days, but currently with the speed of the jet stream and the analysis of AccuWeather.com is saying 7 days to reach the United States. So it'll be reaching here. The first leakage was Friday, obviously. The explosion of the first Fukushima 1 was on Saturday morning. Fukushima 3 completely blew up today. And let me tell you, when it's ejecting at 3,000, 4,000 feet in a matter of 2 seconds, you better believe it is getting airborne. Most of it will dump into the ocean, thank God. And it's very good news that it's not, most of it's blowing out to sea for the folks in Japan. There are now hundreds and hundreds reporting radiation sickness and contamination. They're also reporting that U.S. Navy crews have been contaminated who are off the coast, obviously in the most deadly of zones. No word yet of the Pentagon is pulling ships to the south and out of the fallout zone. But as I told callers from Japan Friday who were near Fukushima, I said, get out of there and get to the south. The winds are to the northeast, out to sea. You do not want to be north of Fukushima. Guys, I had it in my stack, but I didn't see it. Will you guys print me a map of other reactors in trouble? I know there's two others separate from Fukushima. Here's the larger issue. Fukushima 1 blew up Saturday. It melted down. It blew. They tried to spin that and lie about it. 5-6 hours later, they admitted it had melted down and blown up. Fukushima 3 blew up at least 10 times more spectacularly. There's Fukushima 1 blowing up on screen. We'll show you Fukushima 3 when we come back from break. Just at least 10 times that. I mean, it clearly ejecting the insides, the guts of the reactor straight up. Only one thing does that. Total meltdown. There is, we'll be right back. That's Fukushima 1 blowing. Well, this is unbelievable. There's another big facet to this story. It's how governments always lie. It came out in the press that Three Mile Island released well over 100 times the radiation that they had claimed back in the early 1970s. And that didn't come out for more than a decade. You could pull up those numbers. Just type in radiation much worse than originally reported at Three Mile Island. You can also pull up ABC News of Australia about the history of Japan covering up the severity of other disasters they've had that are nothing compared to this, but that were very serious. Also, I did a lot of research this weekend, and Kurt Nimmo's got a report coming out very soon on it, where they reported that the small disaster compared to what just happened at Fukushima 1 and 3 with both reactors blowing sky high, that the disaster at Chernobyl put out conservatively over 100 times what the bomb at Hiroshima did. You see, A-bombs and hydrogen bombs, if they're clean, if they're designed correctly, expend almost all of their fuel. And there's not a lot of fallout left, especially if they're airburst. But when they explode on the ground, they mix with other metals around them and create all sorts of horrible mixtures of different isotopes. It will take billions of years for this uranium, cesium, radioactive iodine to lose its radioactivity. This stuff's going to be orbiting forever. Now, I've done the research. Kurt's done it. He's got a big report coming out on the chain reaction that's clearly happening at this facility in Japan that has the six reactors. But there are other reactors that they're also reporting are on the verge of meltdown separate from the Fukushima facility. So all of this is unfolding, and the government, right after this blew up this morning, got up there and said again, oh, it was just a little explosion from some hydrogen, no big deal. The whole thing disappears. The entire number 3 blows up, clearly damages other reactors around it, just like 1 did, and they're saying it's no big deal. Here's the clip from Al Jazeera.
Officials had warned that a second explosion could happen at any time, and on Monday, that warning came true. It was believed to have been triggered by a buildup of hydrogen and oxygen gases igniting in reactor number 3. Immediately, the government sought to allay fears of a major nuclear leak.
We believe there was only a low possibility of a major radiation leak, similar to when reactor number 1 exploded. The Tokyo Electric Power Company believes the containment vessel is not damaged.
No.
However, with regards to radiation that might have leaked, they are now checking.
Residents remaining within a 20-kilometer radius of the nuclear plant have been told to stay indoors and keep their windows shut. 180,000 people had already been evacuated following Saturday's explosion at reactor number one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now, Fukushima 1 completely blows up and disappears. Just incredible explosion. Fukushima 3 blows up. The explosion's got to be 10 times. A mushroom cloud. There's black debris flying out of the top of it. The plant number 3 is gone. They've got emergency crews there trying to pump seawater in, something the U.S. government called a last-ditch emergency effort on Saturday to stop meltdown. What do you think's going to happen to the other four reactors? What did I say Saturday in Kurt Nemo's article? That it was assured that it was going to cause other explosions and meltdowns. This is a no-brainer. You've got six plants in a complex hit by a tsunami, hit by an earthquake, emergency power out, diesel generators out, emergency batteries out. You've got valiant people we've got to be praying for. Emergency nuclear physicists, the Army, they're there trying to stop what's happened. And I understand they don't want to create panic. But at the same time, they need to be honest with people and start giving them precautions for radiation poisoning. First, they said 6 miles, then 20, now 60 miles, that they're picking up all these different radioactive isotopes all over Japan. Most of it is blowing out to sea. What is on the other side of the Pacific Ocean? North America. Now, we put this out Saturday. We put out the report dealing with fallout. The headline is up on the Drudge Report if you want to read that original headline dealing with it. And now it has been confirmed that indeed there was a meltdown at Fukushima number one. And they were telling us Saturday that there hadn't been a meltdown at Fukushima 1. Now they're telling us there wasn't a meltdown at Fukushima number 3, or they hope not. A meltdown is completely blown off the map. Containment facility. Fukushima number 1, you see the containment facility blow sky high and pieces of black equipment flying around. This time, you see giant black objects shooting up out of the explosion. That's the reactor. That's what happens when one melts down. It has a critical chain reaction and blows sky high. We'll be right back breaking it down.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and again, we're going to have a report coming out in the next hour or so at Infowars.com dealing with the number one news story that no one is pointing out, that no one is understanding, that no one seems to get or understand. The Fukushima complex has six reactors. Fukushima 1 blew up Saturday. The government lied and said it hadn't melted down and later admitted it had melted down, but said the radiation isn't a threat or a problem. Then today, Fukushima number 3 blew up with 10 times conservatively the spectacular explosion, throwing equipment and wreckage thousands of feet in the air instantly. There is no doubt that its uranium rods have been blown sky high. There is no doubt intense radiation has now been released, and the Japanese government is involved in a giant cover-up. And America and our media is in a catatonic state, unable to even report what's going on and what's happening. Now, there is an article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com that we need to get out to everyone. We need to get it out to everyone right now so they understand, so the government can't cover this up. Remember, they cover up how dangerous the naked body scanners are. USA Today, Friday. Remember, they cover up how dangerous depleted uranium is. By the way, let's get Dr. Doug Rocky on today. That's our answer. Nuclear physicists, get him on. Boom. They cover that up and tell the troops it's okay to use, when before 1991 they said it was deadly and the troops couldn't use it. They don't care. They will cover up the magnitude of this. We have seen two giant nuclear reactors blow up in spectacular mushroom cloud events. And the media is buying the Japanese government, who's already been caught lying, et nauseum statement that they don't think any radiation's been released. Give me a break. And they are going to sit here and spin this like it's no big deal. Radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. This is by Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Prevailing wind conditions would send fallout drifting towards West Coast. Radioactive particles from the stricken Fukushima nuclear facility, you mean the exploding facility, would take around a week to reach Alaska and 11 days to reach Los Angeles, according to AccuWeather analysis, which highlights the fact that prevailing winds over the region would send any potential fallout from the crisis-hit plant drifting towards West Coast cities in the United States. And then we have a Fox News clip with a nuclear physicist saying the same thing, in case you don't want to believe AccuWeather or us. Given the fact that many analysts believe the Japanese government is grossly understating the amount of radioactive particles related to the separate explosions to affect the Fukushima plant, one of which occurred Saturday and the other earlier today, monitoring stations in Alaska will not know if there is a threat from such radiation until Saturday at the earliest. Some estimates I see are 3 to 4 days. An AccuWeather.com analysis highlights how prevailing wind trajectories would take the radiation from a westerly direction. They say westerly, but it's really easterly direction, but towards the west coast of the United States. A typical wind trajectory across the Pacific is westerly. Again, that's generally towards the west, but it circles east. So that's how you can use east or west as the term. But the point is, it goes east to west, and we're east of it. A typical wind trajectory across the Pacific is westerly, since there is often a large dome of high pressure over the central Pacific and an area of low pressure in the Gulf of Alaska, writes meteorologist Megan Evans. Today's localized winds are set to carry any radiation out into the Pacific from a northwesterly to southeasterly direction. However, the wind direction will switch to an offshore direction Monday night into Tuesday, threatening to send the radiation towards the population, writes Evans. That's AccuWeather. This is not good news, since a onshore direction would blow most of the radiation towards populated areas. An added threat is that higher elevations, just 4 miles inland from the power plants, if a temperature inversion sets up the atmosphere, radiation could be trapped. Continuing, the worst case scenario is that localized winds could take the fallout south to Tokyo, and the prevailing westerly winds would also carry upper atmospheric particles toward the United States. Now, guys, there's a video in this article, a couple minutes long, from Fox News, in Paul Watson's article titled "Radiation from Fukushima Would Take 7 Days to Reach U.S." I want to play that video in a moment. Continuing here. Previous studies have documented that dust from Asia, especially from deserts and industrial regions of China, routinely crosses the Pacific Ocean on prevailing winds to sully the air over the western U.S., highlights Massey Santos Ballin, a student in science communication program at the University of California, Santa Cruz. I don't know why we're quoting them. It's well known that Mongolian desert dust blows into Texas every year. The Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory has also studied how about a third of the airborne lead particles recently collected at two sites in San Francisco Bay Area came from Asia, from the reactors that don't have scrubbers. Yeah, that's a coal plant study. Weather conditions will hugely influence where any potential radiation falls. If there is a significant amount of rainfall, which has been forecast over the next few days, the majority of the radiation will fall in a localized area, which we hope happens over the ocean. However, drier conditions will allow any radiation to travel much further. As we featured in an earlier report, nuclear expert Joe Cicerone also fears that radiation from the Japanese nuclear plant could also reach the West Coast. When Fox News host Chris Wallace questioned whether radioactivity could travel thousands of miles across the Pacific, he responded, "Oh, absolutely. Chernobyl, which happened about 25 years ago, the radioactivity spread around the entire northern hemisphere. It depends how many of these core meltdowns and how successful they are in containing it once the disaster happens." Once the disaster happens, it's already blown sky high at two major reactors. Fukushima number 3, 5 hours ago, blew up and it was so explosive it formed a mushroom cloud. That's how high it ejected what was inside that facility. I mean, it's a huge superpower explosion inside the reactor. What do you think's going on? And I'm trying to be calm here. I am just sick and tired of the media Friday and Saturday saying, "Oh, there's no meltdown. There's nothing happening." No, there was just all these radioactive isotopes being picked up all over Japan and off the coast by the U.S. Navy. Do we have that Fox News clip? Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
Joining us now is Joe Cirincione, who's an expert on nuclear issues. Mr. Cirincione, Japanese officials are now talking about fighting two partial meltdowns in nuclear reactors. Briefly, what's going on and potentially how dangerous?
This is an unprecedented crisis. It is extremely serious. One of the reactors has had half their core exposed already. This is the one they're now flooding with seawater in a desperate effort to prevent it from a complete meltdown. They also have lost control of a second reactor right next to it that is a partial meltdown. And there actually is a third reactor at a related site about 20 kilometers away that they've also lost control over. So you have multiple reactor crises at the same time. We've never had a situation like this
before.
And
what does it mean if you have a meltdown of a nuclear core?
The worst case scenario is that the fuel rods fuse together. The temperatures get so hot that they melt together into a radioactive molten mass that bursts through the containment mechanisms and is exposed to the outside. So they spew radioactivity into the ground, into the air, into the water. Some of that radioactivity could carry in the atmosphere to the west coast of the United States.
Really? I mean, thousands of miles across the Pacific.
Oh, absolutely. In Chernobyl, which happened about 25 years ago, the radioactivity spread around the entire northern hemisphere. It depends how many of these cores melt down and how successful they are on containing it once this disaster happens.
Now, you talk about the possibility of a huge exposure. The Japanese officials so far have evacuated people 12 miles from these plants. Is that far enough?
Not under a meltdown scenario. And you've seen these evacuation radiuses extend as the crisis has developed. First it was 2, then it was 6, now it's 12. We're told by some reporters on the ground that actually 50 kilometers out they're being blocked from access. So the effective evacuation area is actually larger than the official one that's been declared.
Put this in context. Japanese officials had been rating this as a 4 on a scale that I didn't even know existed of 1 to 7 for nuclear events. How does the situation in Japan as it now stands compare to Three Mile Island in this country in 1979 and Chernobyl that you mentioned in Russia in 1986?
If it were to stop right now, 4 might be a fair categorization of this, a local event without significant injury. But if it continues, it will certainly get to 5, which is the Three Mile Island category of a serious event. We almost lost Three Mile Island. It almost went meltdown. It stopped at the last minute. That's the situation we're fighting to maintain here in Japan. If there actually is a meltdown, that puts it into a 6, even a 7. That's the Chernobyl category, a serious nuclear incident with potential for large-scale loss of life.
So what are we talking about? 12 hours, 24, 48 hours? And what are the keys as to whether this becomes just a serious accident or a catastrophe?
We're in the key period right now. So the next 12 to 24 hours will tell us whether the Japanese officials are able to get control back over these reactors, or it's gone, it's lost. The pumping of the seawater into reactor number 1 is that last ditch effort to try to stop it before it's too late. If they can succeed, if they can hold it for the next 24 hours or so, then these reactor cores will cool down and will be in a glide path to containing this disaster.
This is Cerincione. We're going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you so much for coming in and helping to shed light. Help us understand what's happening in Japan right now.
Thank you,
sir.
Chris.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now again, I am very fired up here because I'm working behind the scenes. Conservative estimates are 100 to 400 times the amount of radiation was released from Chernobyl in 1986 in the Ukraine outside Kiev than was released at Hiroshima individually or Nagasaki. 100 to 400 times. Wikipedia says 300 to 400, correct? We'll put that on screen. And I don't normally trust Wikipedia, but they have a link to a university study. So we'll put that on screen for folks. Now, that's the issue. Nukes don't put off anywhere near the radiation, an actual nuclear bomb or warhead, compared to a reactor. Reactors are dirty when they melt down. Now, the issue here is Fukushima 1 and 3 have blown sky high. There's 4 more reactors inside the Fukushima facility there on the northeast coast of Japan. Do you read me, ladies and gentlemen? Undoubtedly, they were already having meltdown problems at the others. What do you think another plant inside the facility blowing up is going to do? Hell on Earth is the headline from the London Guardian. Chernobyl was the world's worst environmental disaster 20 years on. John Vidal reports on the cleanup, the false medical records, the government cover-up, the communities that refuse to leave, and the continuing cost on the people of the planet. For the next 10 days, Chernobyl spewed the equivalent of 400 Hiroshima bombs worth of radioactivity across 150,000 square miles of Europe and beyond, and it goes over it. 20 years ago today, a Ukrainian radio engineer was horrified when reactor number 4 at Chernobyl nuclear power complex exploded, caught fire, and for the next 10 days spewed the equivalent of 400 Hiroshima bombs worth of radioactivity across 150,000 square miles of Europe and beyond. Now that's the London Guardian. I am that to Kurt. He's doing a story on this right now. Yeah, that was in 2006 that they reported on that. Now, on the 1986 Chernobyl event. Now, that's the news. The big issue is they tried to lie and say one didn't melt down. Now they admitted it melted down, but they're playing down the radioactive fallout. Now 3 has blown up. 3 has now exploded. 3 has now gone sky high, thousands of feet in the air with the guts of the reactor. You see the containment facility blow out. That's white and gray. Then you see the black equipment shooting up like a projectile, classic total meltdown, out of the middle like a bullet out of a gun, thousands of feet in the air and then raining back down and blowing out to sea towards the United States East Coast.
Officials had warned.
I mean, this is out of control. Now, 400 times at Chernobyl, what one of the A-bombs, the radiation and A-bomb put out, dropped on Japan in 1945. Now, while we're talking, I'm going to show you footage shot hours after Chernobyl blew up. Much smaller explosion, just the roof blown off and a fire. Look at that. Now, that's the explosion. And witnesses that saw it said that it was a big plume of smoke. But nothing compared to what happened at the reactors in Japan. And the media is trying to play this down. Now, in highly educated Europe, the Drudge Report has mainstream news articles up about Europeans clearing the shelves of iodine and potassium iodate and potassium iodine. They are clearing the shelves of it in Europe. And Europe, it has to go over all of North America first before it even gets here. They're going to get a lot less than we're going to get. But they are highly educated and aren't stupid. And Drudge and others are reporting that people are cleaning the shelves in Europe. My wife went to the grocery store today and was laughed at, because that's American wisdom now. Laugh at precautions. Laugh at being informed. Look at Fukushima 3 blowing up there on screen. And it's in Paul Watson's article, Nuclear Expert: Radiation Could Spread to U.S. West Coast. This is confirmed by AccuWeather, by Fox News, by countless meteorologists, radiologists, nuclear physicists. It's all buried in the news. But I guarantee you, there's people listening to me right now laughing, going, oh, Alex said they melted down. Ha ha, he was right again. Alex said gold was going to go from 260 to 1400. It did. Ha ha, he's right again. He's bad. He's a fear monger. He's bad. Oh, look at the nuclear plants blowing up in mushroom clouds. It's no big deal. It's only 400 times it. During the break, so I'm just going to let you in on some behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I'm talking to Kurt Nimmo. I'm talking to Paul Watson. I'm talking to Steve Watson. And I've got them all writing articles, because a lot of times I call and give them the data, send them the links, ask them to do more research, put it together, and they're saying, okay, exactly what do you want? I want all three of you from different perspectives, whatever angle you see with your own mind, to explain this to people. There are six reactors at Fukushima. Two of them have blown sky high. Number three, in unbelievably spectacular fashion, with a mushroom cloud, thousands of feet in the air, ejecting what is clearly the guts of the reactor into the air. Do you know what that means? Massive uranium fallout. Cesium was picked up Friday. It was picked up yesterday. Radioactive iodine. They lied and said it wasn't a meltdown. Now they're admitting it was a meltdown Saturday. This was clearly a mega meltdown today at Fukushima number three. There are four more reactors. Headline: chain reaction underway at Fukushima plants. Cover up of chain reaction at Fukushima plants underway. If Friday and Saturday they were fighting for their lives to keep them from melting down, what do you think's going to happen now in the middle of six reactors close to each other with two of them blowing up? Blowing up. And the media is now saying, well, it was a nitrogen or a hydrogen explosion. And yeah, there's some radiation. It was 6 miles, 20, 60 miles. They're covering it up. And they were laughing at us, the media was, Saturday, saying fallout could hit the West Coast. Now it's AccuWeather. It's Fox News. It's mainstream. But they're just calmly reporting, yeah, some fallout. Ladies and gentlemen, Chernobyl was small compared to these reactors. And it released, according to the London Guardian and the Atomic Energy Agency, 400 times the A-bomb. Was it Hiroshima or Nagasaki? Hiroshima, correct? I've got all this data in front of me. The point is 400 times one of the A-bombs. Does that give you an idea? 400 times. And it was small compared to this. That's what I'm saying. And the same thing happened with Russia. For weeks, Russia covered up the full extent of it. I'm telling you, there is a cover-up going on here. And I'm sure the media will write articles, even though we have all the data, saying, oh, there's no cover-up. I mean, here's Think Progress, funded by George Soros, today, saying, note, Real Alex Jones on Twitter, conspiracy website, also has a permanent link on Drudge. Question for media: why do you continue to revere and rely on Drudge when he's promoting conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones? Question, why are you linking to conspiracy theorists for perspective on Japanese nuke crisis? Why does Drudge link to us? Because InfoWars.com is bigger than MSNBC and GlennBeck.com combined, pal. Because we call things. We break news. We know what we're talking about. We called the meltdown at Fukushima 1 before anybody else did. Because when I see a giant containment facility completely blow up, like a 100,000-pound bomb got dropped on it, I'll assure you there's going to be fallout and radiation when it was already leaking everywhere Friday. When cesium and radioactive iodine are being released, it means that there is a meltdown taking place. That's a fact in the books. When it then blows sky high, what do you think's going on when it's already leaking? When reactor number 3 blew up, what do you think's going to happen? It's a chain reaction that undoubtedly is going to cause the other 4 plants to melt down. There's 2 other plants separate that they're fighting with their lives valiantly to keep from melting down. The Japanese government's playing it down, but admits a meltdown happened yesterday, Saturday. No doubt it happened today at Fukushima 3. And that radiation is coming towards the United States, Fox News, AP, AccuWeather. I'm right again.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente is joining us in the third hour today. I'm very upset by government in Japan and others lying when the meltdown was clearly going on at Fukushima number 1 on Friday. It blew up Saturday morning. They now admit meltdown. The Japanese government admits meltdown as of Saturday evening. Okay? Today, Fukushima number 3, with the other 4 plants right beside it, blew up in a spectacular, horrifying fashion, clearly ejecting its guts thousands of feet into the air. Now, let's say the metal containment isn't ejected, and that's what it looks like in the cloud. It's definitely damaged. They were battling when it blew up to keep it from completely melting down. Well, that's what a complete meltdown does, that type of chain reaction explosion. And I'm working on getting Dr. Doug Rocky on as soon as possible. He's in D.C. in hearings, nuclear physicist, wrote the Pentagon's DU weapons program, wrote the literal book on it, wrote their safety specs, all of it on it. We're working on getting him on as soon as possible. I've got Haritz. Japan nuclear blast could be more deadly than Chernobyl. Experts fear. Boom, all the experts are coming out. But I will be attacked and remembered for being right. In this world, being right is what's evil. Knowing what you're talking about is what's bad. I told you Friday that it was melting down. I told you Saturday it was going to blow up, and it did blow up. I told you that was caused by a meltdown. Now they've been forced to admit it. And I'm telling you that 3 blew up. Oh, it's incredible. It's like watching your neighbor's house burn, and your neighbors have got hot dogs on sticks in the fire, roasting them, telling you there's no fire. And the idiots over at, and there's a bunch of others over at George Soros' Think Progress, are attacking Drudge for linking to us in our report that the George Washington blog put out. I called my writer Saturday and I said, write articles about fallout hitting the West Coast. Here's the maps. Here's the reports. My writers were like, well, we don't see any mainstream news on it. I said, well, we'll be the first. That's where the jet stream and the prevailing winds and the trade winds under them come from. And I said, look, George Washington got it right. Post his article, Drudge link to it. Now it's all over the news. My point is, we know what we're talking about. I do research. I don't make stuff up. Am I wrong occasionally? Yes. But do I try to tell the truth? Do I do my research? Do I bust my butt? I spent Friday night and hours Saturday studying satellite footage, live feeds of the jet stream, reports of previous radiological releases to bring you this information. Now, the big issue is There are nuke plants all over Japan, and I was incorrect. It's more than two. There are more than two other plants separate from the six at Fukushima that are in danger. They're having trouble cooling. And so bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. And you should calmly call your doctor, call clinics. Don't take my advice. Though it's standard procedure to take nutritional iodine for a full-grown adult, two drops with the average, you'll say on the back, in a glass of water a day, just for normal thyroid help. But that will fill your thyroid with good iodine so that you don't absorb this stuff. And obviously, even though it's massive radiation being released, and even though experts are saying, you know, that just Chernobyl was 400 times Hiroshima, and that's a small compared to what's happened in Japan, that it's not going to be the type of dose that kills you in a week. It'll be the type of dose that just increases your chances of cancer. But the media should be now telling people as a precaution to get potassium iodine and to take the recommended dosages of it. I mean, if not for yourself, you dumb yuppies, do it for your children. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live into hour number two. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are both struggling under record visits as people try to get the analysis we're breaking down. More reports coming out by the great writers Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes. I've all got them working on different facets of this, but there is a chain reaction happening. Two plants Saturday and today at the Fukushima facility. Reactor 1 and 3 have blown sky high. Number 3, incredible explosion today. You better believe that was caused by a total meltdown. As I said, Saturday, at least 5 hours before anybody else reported it. Meltdown caused nuke plant explosion safety board. This out of the news of Japan, Nikkei. Meltdown caused nuke plant explosion safety body. The Japanese government admitted that Fukushima number 1 could have only been caused by a meltdown of the reactor core. But meanwhile, the plant spokesman says that it was just a collapse of the building. You saw the explosion. I wonder if the new explosion is a collapse. Yes, that's what they're saying. And they're hoping no radiation has been released, even though it's already been reported since Friday. It's been spilling out of it. Radioactive iodine, you name it. So that is going on, ladies and gentlemen. Get that through any of you's minds out there who are in denial. Here's Haaretz out of Jerusalem. Japan, nuclear blast could be more deadly than Chernobyl. Experts fear. Experts in Israel and abroad divided on the scope of disaster at Japan's nuclear plants. The Japanese government hasn't provided accurate information regarding the threat posed by explosions at Fukushima nuclear power plant. And you're not seeing footage up close. Remember, the tiny explosion comparatively at Chernobyl in Ukraine in 1986, and we'll show you that video of that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, was tiny compared to this and was estimated by the London Guardian, a nuclear physicist, to be 400 times that of the A-bomb dropped on Hiroshima. It appears that immediately after the earthquake, warnings were first heard. The Japanese authorities shut down all six reactors located in the affected region, which lies 250 kilometers north of the capital, Tokyo, by cutting off the flow of electricity to the reactors. But the emergency generator, whose functions provide power to the pump responsible for cooling the reactor, did not activate. As a result, the reactor core began to heat up. At the same time, radioactive materials and gases were emitted into the air, but measurements taken indicate the amount was relatively minimal. Yeah, 1,000 times safe levels, AP. The most dangerous elements discharged were iodine and cesium, two byproducts of nuclear fission process. That's how we knew the meltdown was happening, that takes place in nuclear plants. These are two relatively volatile compounds that can easily spread to the atmosphere. Professor Uzi Evan of Tel Aviv University, who is the past worker at the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission, told Haaretz that these two compounds are extremely dangerous, which is why the Japanese government yesterday began distributing iodine tablets, which neutralize the threat of radioactive poisoning of the primary affected thyroid gland. Bingo. People are emailing me saying, how dare I tell folks take iodine? You people make me sick. Even, as the people that are denying this, even recalled that several years ago, Israel had distributed such tablets to residents living in the vicinity of the nuclear reactor in Dimona in the event of a dangerous materials leaked into the air. He also noted that another potential source of danger is the possibility that the measuring equipment used to gauge the heat levels in the reactor core could spin out of control as a result of a cut in power. Or the giant explosions at reactor 1 and 3. I mean, there is no reactor 1 and 3. They completely blew off the map. There's reactor 3 blowing up 5.5 hours ago. Look at it. Mushroom cloud. 3,000 to 4,000 feet in the air. Giant black pieces of equipment raining down out of it. And they say it's no big deal. I will not go along with this cover-up. And it goes on to say that that it could be much more devastating than Chernobyl. No kidding. It already is. Warn people. Here's New York Times. Radioactive releases in Japan could last months, experts say. New York Times. Boom. LA Times. Volcano in southern Japan erupts. There's reactors all over the country that they're saying are in emergency situations and heating up. And it, we know it's worse because the Japanese have been lying about it and covering up. Here's ABC News, Australia. Nuclear crisis highlights history of cover-ups. A documentary filmmaker who spent much of his career focusing on Japanese nuclear industry says it has a long history of cover-ups. All eyes are on the industry after Friday's deadly earthquake and tsunami affected the cooling systems of several Japanese reactors, with two explosions at one plant in Fukushima. Tony Burrell told PM, while it appears authorities are being transparent in their latest crisis, their record is tarnished. They're not being transparent. It's not been good. The recent occasion is an example of the new regime, if you like, of actually telling people a blow-by-blow of what's going on. What do you mean? They were saying there wasn't a meltdown after it blew up and only hours later admitted it had blown up at Fukushima number one. Then they list some of the previous cover-ups that they've had. They had to shut down 17 plants in 2003 because they'd been falsifying the records about what had been happening at them. Same thing with Three Mile Island. Turned out that was many times more deadly than what the U.S. government had said. Now those accidents weren't of a major nature. They were anything, weren't anything like what's happening at Fukushima. But they were serious in the sense that the lives were threatened, systems broke down, and those failures to report them were cover-ups. People permitted things that happened. Well, it depends on how you define major. Is this a partial meltdown? No, that happened Friday. That's fair enough. But there have been serious accidents where people have been killed and injured, and they go on from there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing nuclear reactors blow sky high. Again, you don't need to be a nuclear physicist to know this is a very serious situation. And that Japan is whitewashing what's going on. And that, yes, there will be some of these particles, the cesium, the radioactive iodine, and undoubtedly uranium, when you see reactors being blown off the map. Now, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I hope that this isn't as bad as it looks. But we know they've been covering up. And, again, here's the headline that we need at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got everybody working on this angle right now from different perspectives. Two of the six reactors have blown sky high. Undoubtedly, there's going to be major problems at the other four who are right next door to this. What is it going to do to the relief effort to pump the salt water in? What is it going to do if an earthquake and a tsunami triggered this? What are giant explosions going to do? What is it going to do to the emergency effort to shut down the meltdown at the other four? What's happening at the other plants around Japan? Why isn't the U.S. government being honest about this and telling people to get iodine? The government has emergency stores of this that needs to be distributed. They need to be putting out the maps. I'm not a meteorologist, but I went and studied what meteorologists have said about the jet stream and below that the trade winds and the overall prevailing winds from Japan east. People go, well, that's west, but it's going around in a circle east. From Japan, no one denies that, the winds go to the west coast of the United States and Canada. Japan is lined up on the map across from the Pacific Northwest. That's where it's coming in. From the middle of California up into southern Canada. That is the zone. That's where it's coming in. And I read earlier transcripts from Fox where their own meteorologists and others are saying, yes, those jet streams come in and start dumping in along that mountain range. the mountains that are there on the West Coast, and that there's a danger that it's going to pile up there and come in and dump the particles in there. Now, what did I tell callers from Japan who were near Fukushima on Friday? They're saying, well, the government just says stay where we're at. And I said, no, leave, go south. The winds are to the northeast and northwest. Leave, get out of there, get out of there. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. I tell you what I would do. Doesn't mean you have to take my advice, okay? But I care about humanity. I care about those Japanese people. I care about what's happening. I care about the west coast of the country. Okay? And we'll continue to... We've got the maps up on Infowars.com of the Jetstream. Or you can just type in Jetstreams over the U.S. And you can get satellite, live satellite. In fact, guys, just put into Weather Underground has it online. It's called Weather Underground. Just put in satellite, live satellite feeds of Jetstreams. And then it'll have a whole bunch of different listings. Click North America or click Northern Pacific. And you can see Japan's over here by Russia. The winds are going this way right towards the United States. We put that out Saturday. Drudge linked to it. U.S. West Coast and Path of Fallout. Drudge picked it up. Now Drudge has links to AccuWeather and others with it. George Soros' people at Think Progress are going absolutely ape, trying to control this information getting out, and are rebuking Drudge, saying, how dare you link to Alex Jones? How dare he link to Alex Jones when we were the first to say Fukushima wanted melted down? Hours later, it was confirmed by the Japanese government. When we were the first to push out the accurate article with boil downs by the French news agency and George Washington Blogspot to get it out there to the public that experts were saying the prevailing winds. And again, I'm not tooting my horn here. The point is we are being attacked for this, of course, because we're right. We're attacked all over the media for telling folks to buy gold. Went from $260 an ounce 11 years ago to $1,400. We're attacked. Silver goes from $5 to $35. We tell you buy it when it's $5. We're bad. Now you're going, that isn't logical. Yes, it is. Look at what happened to the prophets in the Bible. I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but a lot of times they got killed. People don't want to hear the truth, a lot of them. Sure, my audience wants to hear the truth. Matt Drudge wants to hear the truth. There you go. There's a Jetstream model. Let's blow that up right in the middle. It's at about 1 o'clock there. At the 5160 grid for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll get this. I want to get links to this posted. Send that over to Kurt Nemo. He's working from home today. Okay, there you go. Japan is 5280 on the graph. The U.S. East Coast is 5400. And there you see the jet stream, ladies and gentlemen, traveling from 5280 to 5400 to 5280. That is the 5400 jet stream. And you can see it directly coming in exactly where I told you it comes in, over the Pacific Northwest. We'll be back with your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Nuclear physicists are all over the news arguing about how bad this could be. But the Japanese government, as of Saturday, admitted that at least a partial meltdown did happen at Fukushima Reactor 1. Fukushima 3 blew sky high, and it looked like all the equipment inside was being hurled into the air. But we don't know. All we know is the media, from Haaretz to ABC Australia, is reporting that the Japanese have been deceptive so far. We're hoping that only cesium and radioactive iodine have been released. We know that's been released since Friday. And as more reactors have problems, that's more and more being put into the atmosphere. With all the other problems and tens of thousands dead, conservatively, from the tsunami and the earthquake, a volcano going off. Meanwhile, you've got Saudi Arabia talking about sending troops into another country. London Guardian, Saudi Arabia forces prepare to enter Bahrain. After a day of clashes, Crown Prince of Bahrain expected to invite Saudi support following anti-government demonstrations in capital. The day of rage expanding over there. Gaddafi winning big battles against the rebels. The West accelerating plans to start aerial bombardments and no-fly zones. This is getting crazy. I mean, the whole world is getting crazy. The ancients always made the point about the Ides of March, how it seemed like crazy things happened in March, the month of Mars. You know, that's, for whatever reason, superstition that that happened. There's another bizarre video that's gotten 300,000 views that I happened to see last week, funny enough, with a woman talking about this comet coming through tomorrow on the 15th, which is coming through between some of the planets, and this planetary alignment. And the ancients always believed that planets aligning dealt with disasters, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. And we know the sun manipulates the magma with its radiation and the magnetic field. We know the moon affects the tides of the oceans, but also the magma. And I had a top astrophysicist, meteorologist, Piers Corbin on Friday, who does believe that this coincided with the huge solar flare that hit the southern hemisphere the day of the mega 9.1 upgraded from 8.9 in Japan, in the northern Pacific, right off their coast. And that the moon was the main driver of the sun's secondary, but those two things happened together. But I am going to play, coming up after we take some of your phone calls, a few minutes of this bizarre prediction where this woman shows NASA's own, you know, alignment scope of the planets and this comet. And she says, on the 8th, I wouldn't be on any fault lines on the 11th. And she says, you know, it's going to get worse on the 15th. And again, I don't normally go off people who are just getting paranoid off stuff, but it is interesting. It is interesting, so we'll just play that because it's gotten a lot of attention and people obviously have heard about it and want to see it and want to hear it. Tyler, Kevin, David, Richard, Steve, and others. The good news is Dr. Bob Bowman is a nuclear physicist. He has seen both of the explosions. He does know that the Japanese government has reported as of Saturday night that a meltdown caused nuke plant explosion. But he's saying that's not a total meltdown. He says it could happen. But when you see number three completely blow off the map, well, we're going to talk to him. He's saying that doesn't necessarily mean it's been a total meltdown, which again, would be amazingly good news because we don't want uranium shooting out of there. We already have the cesium and the radioactive iodine confirmed, and they've moved people back more than 60 miles now, and there are a bunch of reports on radiation poisoning. In fact, guys, will you get me the latest on radiation poisoning news? Of course, in the middle of all of this, I tend to not remember our sponsors. If you believe in the information, you believe it's an important alternative news outlet, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please support our sponsors. Please buy the books, the videos, the materials. Fall the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, Invisible Empire. We have Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. We have the new book that starts shipping at the end of the week, and that's Big Brother by Mark Dice. In fact, I had my Big Brother book here. I don't know where it's gone. Will you guys grab me that, the Ventura book? Oh, here it is. And then also the Mark Dice book. I don't know where that is. But a New York Times bestseller, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Incredible new book available at InfoWars.com along with, trying to find it, Mark Dice, new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials makes this broadcast possible. Also, I know that for the last few weeks, PrisonPlanet.tv goes down every day at the start of the show for a few minutes because all the members pile on at once. We've done a workaround around that and fixed that so that it didn't happen today and hopefully won't happen in the future. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers where we archive the full video and audio and higher quality of the show, where we live stream the show, where all of my films and dozens of other films and all these special exclusive interviews are posted. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Kevin in Arizona, David in Washington, Richard in Vermont, Stephen, Ohio. I'm going to go to all of you very quickly. But then I want to only open the phones up for nuclear physicists or nuclear disaster relief people, folks that have worked in nuclear power plants to give us your view, your perspective. We got Gerald Celente coming up in 30 minutes, popping in for 10 minutes of that interview at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars weapons program. And talking to him, he says, yes, it's a major disaster. Obviously, some stuff's been released, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's been a full meltdown of the reactor itself. I don't know. I'm going to ask him on air if he's seen Fukushima number 3 blowing up this morning. A mushroom cloud, sky high, black wreckage shooting straight up. You see the containment outside blow out and then straight up. I mean, how could anything survive that? How could any of the other plants around it survive it? I don't trust government. I don't trust the Japanese government to tell the truth. And they've been caught lying, saying there was no meltdown going on Friday or Saturday. Now they say a meltdown did occur. That's mainstream news. A bunch of other newspapers are reporting that they believe a cover-up's going on. We read those headlines earlier. Now, this is a little weird, but I've been getting a lot of questions about it from listeners. And it is a lengthy video. It's titled March 11th, 23 Events, Signs and Evidence. And they talk about this comet, E-L-E-N-I-N, coming between the Earth and the Sun, scheduled for tomorrow. And again, I had Piers Corbin, top astrophysicist, on with an incredible prediction rate, saying he does believe that the giant moon, that's what it's called when the moon's the closest to the Earth it had been since 1992, controlling the tides, but also the magma under the crust, coinciding with that massive solar flare that hit on the 11th right before the earthquake, that he does believe that's what triggered it. So that's a real scientist saying that, and a lot of other news has been asking, did the supermoon cause it? ABC News 2 weeks before asked, would it cause it? We read that headline Friday. But planets aligning, a lot of scientists believe, also causes things to go on with the magnetic fields. I don't know, but you got to give this woman due, because on March 8th, this was uploaded to YouTube, the date doesn't lie, it's got the timestamp on it, it's 9 Nana is the name of the channel. She gets into all of this, and people are freaking out because she said, if you're near a fault line on the 11th, get out of there. And I actually was shown this on the 9th and laughed at it. But I'm not laughing now. Here it is.
Okay, it looks like it could be March 11th through the 15th, I'm thinking. So I would recommend that if you're living in a fault zone area, take a vacation before March 11th. That's what I'm recommending. That's what I've been recommending for 3 months. I don't even live in a fault zone area, and I'm going to make sure that I have my emergency gear packed and ready to go before this hits. Something's going to happen, guys. It may not be the grand pole shift, but something's going to happen. So I have some more information for you that I've put into this video.
Okay, folks, and then she goes into the Ides of March and things like that. The ancients always thought that was an unlucky time, especially with planetary alignments. I don't get into all of that, but I thought, since I was getting a lot of questions about that, I would play it and comment and say, you make up your own mind for what it's worth. We will post as a tile this video, the March 11, 23 event, signs and evidence, if you want to hear the whole thing. But I did have a top astrophysicist on saying the moon being close to the Earth, the closest it's been in 19 years, along with that solar flare hitting, creates a major fluctuation in the magnetic field of the Earth that then affects the magma that is under the crust. So very, very interesting on that front. Let's go to your phone calls. Again, recapping, the Fukushima number 1 had a huge explosion Saturday morning. I said, looks like that'll probably cause more damage and problems for the emergency efforts, and they admit to stop the other 5 plants at that facility from melting down, the other nuke reactors. This morning, Fukushima number 3 blew up with what looks to the eye about 10 times the explosive power, mushroom cloud, metal being ejected out of the middle, big black pieces of equipment that are gigantic, multi-stories tall. I hope that the reactor core is safe. I can't imagine how it would be in the middle of that. I can't imagine. And again, the meteorologists are on record, Fox, AP, you name it now, saying yes, the prevailing winds go right to the U.S. West Coast and the Canadian West Coast, and it could be anywhere from 3 days to 5 days before this starts hitting. And there's more reactors. We have maps up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There are more reactors that are having trouble in Japan, not just at the Fukushima facility. And I'm talking about the chain reaction that could happen there. So Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, said that he's not sure that the rods have been exposed. But on Friday, they were saying there was some melting in the rods. He's saying, but hopefully it's not as bad as it could be. But I don't trust the Japanese government. I don't trust our government. And I don't trust our media to warn you. Up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, there's mainstream articles about in Europe. They're grabbing the iodine off the shelves. But before you take iodine, read them, talk to your doctor, research it. But, you know, they've got it as a dietary supplement for thyroid health. They say 2 drops a day for the average person with the average dose. But, again, I'm not going to give you advice. I'm telling you what I've done. In fact, I got to take my dose today. I've been taking it the last few days. Took it on air yesterday. My children are taking it. Let's talk to Tim in Germany. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello from Germany.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to listen to you. I frequently listen to you from Germany. And regarding the situation with the prevailing winds bringing the stuff possibly to the United States, I would like to put out the question, which you could put to your experts later possibly, if it would make sense to have, for example, the Evergreen supertanker, that fire extinguishing plane, being sent over to Japan and trying to create as much cloud condensation nuclei by spraying water, not on the reactor, not very close to the reactor, but...
Absolutely. The meteorologists can definitely, and they are, tracking day-to-day where this stuff's going. They could have planes go in, target it above it, put nuclei in to make it rain into the ocean. That's a great idea.
And what would be interesting, if you look, I've looked up some on the internet. I called the Evergreen guys last night. It was night in Germany at that point. And suggested it and left message on an answering machine there after the desk person put me through. And don't know if that's ever going to turn to something. Looked further up and found on some boards that would be considered by the normal informed people at conspiracy stuff that Evergreen might be involved in chemtrailing as well. So it might be interesting to see if they would react.
Tim, what do you think about the Japanese government trying to claim a meltdown hadn't happened Saturday, but then 5 hours later admitting a meltdown had occurred, and many nuclear physicists here are still on the fence saying a meltdown might not have occurred? Even when the Japanese say a meltdown, at least a partial one, did occur, people are still in denial.
Meltdown is meltdown. It doesn't matter if it's partial or not. The moment you lose the cooling or the controlled cooling of a reactor, that thing is going to heat up, as far as I understand the nuclear science with that. And it's going to burn itself into the ground, or it's going to blow up. If it's going to blow up, it's going to create quite a bit of dirty air and aerosols, which are currently mostly going to blow your ways. If they make it to the upper atmosphere, that's going to be even worse. So you've got that volcano in southwestern Japan that went off, I think, yesterday or last couple of days.
Yes.
It became quite active again. What if the next one opens up? There's quite a bit of hypothesizing that can be done with that.
Well, we just showed a photo on screen after the explosion of the fire at the plant, and it's up on Infowars.com in the tiles. I mean, it is giant black plume, thousands of feet in the air going out to sea, and it's undoubtedly, admittedly, has cesium and radioactive iodine, so we know that's happening. And I read physicists from Haritz and others saying it's very toxic, very radioactive. We pray the uranium doesn't get out there. Thank you so much for your call from Germany. Let's talk to Kevin in Arizona. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex, I was wondering what you thought about hydro energy turbines, like oceanic turbines, as opposed to nuclear energy, just an alternative.
I think it's a great idea, and people make fun of Al Gore for it, but one of the few things he says is true, he exaggerated the temperature, is geothermal, drilling down into the earth and powering steam turbines that way. But the best thing we got going is clean burning coal. All it puts out is carbon dioxide and water vapor, and that's why they're trying to shut that down.
Yeah. I think the combination between the oceanic hydro energy turbines, and then you could have the wind power turbines coming off the top of the thing, the combination of the two, I mean, you could put thousands of those things out in the ocean around Japan instead of having 58 nuclear reactors sitting on a fault line. I mean, pretty soon that island is going to be completely, I mean, the whole country is going to be completely uninhabitable one of these days.
Well,
sure. I mean,
you know what happened with Chernobyl and the nearby city of Kiev in Ukraine? Everybody just basically stayed there. And the deformities are off the charts. The cancers are off the charts. And so the Japanese aren't leaving their homes. They're just going to stay there. But the problem is, if all six of these plants go up, I mean, watching the footage of Reactor 3 blowing sky high, what do you think that's going to do to the other reactors?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you're going to see more of this as time goes on. And it's just going to get worse. And their area of evacuation is going to get bigger. I know if I was living there, I'd get as far away from it as I could, even if I had to take a life raft to Hawaii. I mean, you know, whatever it took, I wouldn't stay there.
All right, I'm going to jump here, Kevin. Thank you so much. David in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I've got bad news and worse news. The bad news is that there was a cooling pool of spent nuclear fuel rod, yet still highly radioactive, that was next to unit number 3 that undoubtedly got taken out. And the really bad news is that particular unit, unit 3, used plutonium in addition to uranium as the fuel, and the consequences you can imagine.
Explain what that means.
Well, plutonium is much more toxic than uranium, and it differs from Unit 1 in that Unit 1 was uranium only, so there's more bad stuff out in the environment, and I can see why the U.S. immediately moved the USS Ronald Reagan the heck out of there. It was 100 miles away to begin with, and they moved it even further away.
All right, I have been scanning all the news, but it's coming in so fast I was unable to read that. Where did you see the news? Because I know the plants vary there at that facility. Where did you read that this was a plutonium plant?
Sure. I'm looking at the Columbus Dispatch, and the article was by Stephen Mufson from the Washington Post.
What's the headline?
Headline, the article title is Japan's Nuclear Crisis Growing, Full or Partial Meltdowns Possible at Some Reactors, Radioactive Steam Releases Might Go On for Months.
All right, and 10 days of Chernobyl released 400 times, the London Guardian and the Atomic Energy Agency estimates what Hiroshima did. To give you an idea of how dirty these are, they're much dirtier than actual nukes going off because nukes are designed to dissipate most of the radiation in the chain reaction. And I did just confirm that. Throw that headline back up for me, gentlemen. Jaron did just find that in mere seconds. That indeed it is a plutonium-based plant. And just remind novice research and understanding that plutonium is many times more radioactive and dangerous than uranium. Correct, sir?
That's my understanding as well. You can ask your expert. I'm sure he'll have the exact facts.
There's the headline. I appreciate your call. Second explosion at Fukushima. Rocks plutonium-burning reactor. Local reports remain vague and contradictory. And that is a report out of Belladonna, out of Amsterdam. Here's one out of the Columbus Dispatch that the guys just got into me. Best crew in the world, by the way, putting up with me today. Japan's nuclear crisis growing. Full or partial meltdowns possible. As some reactors, radioactive steam releases might go on for months. And it does go on to report that it was a plutonium-based reactor. Whoa, I didn't know that. Thank you, David. Ah. Wow. Let's talk to Richard in Vermont. Richard, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Okay, I'm here, and now I can... the guy kind of took the air out of my balloon there, the guy that just spoke with you. They said, and this is a quote from an article that Kurt Nemo put up on Saturday, I believe it was, on his article. He spoke with a physicist, Mr. Goto, I believe he's Japanese, sounds pretty Japanese, calculated that because reactor number 3 at Fukushima Daiichi, where the pressure is rising and there was at that time a risk of an explosion, used a type of fuel known as MOX, spelled M as in Mary, O-X, a mixture of plutonium oxide and uranium oxide. The radioactive fallout from any meltdown might be twice as bad, and I built nuclear reactors inside of atomic submarines for about 13 years, and I read up on you know, what I was doing down there and what the dangers might have been down there while I was building the submarines. And I read a book called The Turning Point by Fritjof Capra. And he's a world-renowned nuclear physicist who turned into a person who just wanted to help humanity, and he stopped being a physicist because of what he knew was going on. And he said that a single dust particle that's been exposed to uranium, radioactive plutonium, I mean, a single particle of dust inhaled by a dog will kill the full-grown dog within a day. Okay, so that's how powerful this plutonium is, and that's what the mixture with uranium is in this reactor number 3, whereas reactor number 1 only had the cesium and uranium. So this one is potentially 10 times, I mean, like you said, the cloud that went up and I watched it go up this morning was 10 times taller, more intense than the one that went off on the other one. The reason for that being that much higher.
Absolutely. I had forgotten that Kurt had actually done the research and written about that in his Meltdown Confirmed article, because so much data is coming in. That's why I'm so frustrated. It's so many times worse than I could even mentally deal with. And we have confirmed that, yes, that plant is one of the only ones in the world to use MOX fuel. They had to get special permission from the Japanese government because they're so dangerous when they do melt down. 7% plutonium, 93% uranium. And that's why the Japanese government said that if it did blow up, it would be a much larger explosion. And you did see how big it was. But they're saying it was caused by hydrogen. Do you buy that? That a hydrogen could... That looked like a nuke going off, didn't it?
Yes, it did. The flame that you saw at the beginning of the explosion was the hydrogen igniting. That hydrogen ignited because it mixed with the oxygen that was in the air in there. And there is... I swear from my own... knowledge of the containment of reactors that...
Stay there. So we've got cesium, cesium, potato, patata coming out of the reactor, very deadly, radioactive iodine. And yes, I've seen those statistics that Richard in Vermont, who worked on nuclear submarines, was talking about one particle of plutonium in the lung of a dog. Bye-bye, dog. And that's why a lot of the nuclear industry people are playing this down right now. Because, folks, I actually do research. I'm not an anti-technology guy. I don't like nuclear power. And the greenies are out there promoting it right now to get rid of coal plants. I mean, give me a break. I don't like living near a nuclear reactor in Austin. They've got a stinking one here. UT has a research one. And they got graduate students in there messing with it. Now, MOX fuel is a way to get rid of plutonium-based nuclear weapon waste. And that's what they're burning at this particular plant that blew sky high today. And by the way, Phil pointed out the fire balloons. I'd forgotten. Remember Japan launched all those balloons with fire bombs on them using the jet stream to bomb the Pacific Northwest? Remember that? And we'll put that up on screen. A fire balloon bomb. Or Fugo was an experimental weapon launched by Japan during World War II, a hydrogen balloon with a load varying from 12-kilogram incendiary to 15-kilogram bomb, anti-personnel bomb, using the jet stream that goes directly from Japan to the Pacific Northwest. And so going back to Richard, and we got Gerald Salenti coming up, but we'll continue with Steve, Sean, Garrett, TJ, and others. We will get to your calls. You were saying that as somebody that worked around these reactors, that explosion looked like what to you?
The initial ignition there, the flame, was the hydrogen going off. And the rest of that was the impact from that base explosion. Seeing that explosion like that and seeing that plume go that high into the sky, I'm 100% sure, which is not, you know, I mean, don't quote me with any nuclear physicist or anything, because I'm not. I was a welder. I used to build these things.
But what's going to cause a gigantic explosion? You see the hydrogen burn off right at first. It's done.
That's done. And I'm saying that an explosion like that, which you didn't even see in the first one, is enough of an explosion to at least put a crack in that containment vessel on the inside. General Electric, who is probably why these things are being covered up and builds most of many.
Yeah, that's in the news that there's over, what, 50 of this exact design here in the U.S. And, in fact, search. I know it's in my stack, but just search it. Japanese, there are the same design of the Japanese reactor in the U.S. That same reactor is all over the U.S. The number was 25 or 55. My mind's not pulling it up. Sorry, go ahead.
There's 23.
No wonder George Soros with the MSNBC mafia is attacking us right now for talking about this.
Absolutely. There's 23 of those reactors in the United States. One of them is just 10 miles away from me here in a reactor called the Vermont Yankee in Vernon, Vermont. And what they have is General Electric has got three different types of these particular kinds of reactors. They got a Mark 1, a Mark 2, and a Mark 3. The Mark 1 has got the least amount of protection around that core, and that is what we have 23 of those here in the United States. And, oddly enough, 9 of those are lined up along the fault line here in the United States, the Madrid fault.
Yeah, it seems like they only want to put reactors on fault lines, and we have confirmed, that's why I had two different numbers, 23 of the type with the plutonium, an additional 20-plus of a similar design by General Electric, so that puts it over 50. No wonder General Electric keeps lobbying and runs the White House economic post, the former head of GE. No wonder they want all the coal plants shut down and are pushing nuclear as the option.
Yep, that's exactly right. And like I said, that these are the Mark Ones, which are the oldest and the least protected of the three different.
That's right. The number three in Japan that just blew up at the Fumashika is a Mark One. We've confirmed that as well. Sir, incredible information. We'll continue to break it down. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach the U.S. That's what's up on PrisonPlanet.com. The boil down by AccuWeather, BBC, and others. Mainline press is reporting that it appears the Japanese are covering up what's really happened. We've got Dr. Bob Bowman just popping in for 10 minutes later in the hour with Gerald Celente. Bob Bowman is the former director of Advanced Space Weapons Program for the U.S. Air Force in the Ford and Carter administrations, former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, 101 combat missions over Vietnam, holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from California Institute of Technology. He'll be with us for a full hour tomorrow, 10 minutes towards the end of the hour, this hour, with Gerald Celente. I'm obviously going to be going into some overdrive into the fourth hour today to continue to take your calls from other nuclear engineers and nuclear plant workers, people that want to comment. But you just heard a nuke sub builder working on reactors saying that appeared that the hydrogen exploded at first at the Fumashika plant number one. That blew up Saturday. Number three today, and that the initial explosion is hydrogen, but then something else big happened after that when it shoots several thousand feet in the air, ejecting giant pieces of equipment. We pray that uranium/plutonium core, very dangerous, the most dangerous type reactor, now that we've done the research, a MOX fuel system. This is amazing. And we'll continue with your phone calls, obviously. I was going to have Gerald on today about Saudi Arabia announcing to roll troops into Bahrain under siege. What's happening in Libya, the open announcements of getting away from the dollar in the Wall Street Journal last week, the biggest bond company coming out and announcing they're not going to buy U.S. bonds anymore. I mean, it's like somebody opened Pandora's box. Gerald Celente, the premier trends researcher, joins us, trendsresearch.com, needs no introduction. Gerald, what do you make of the insanity unfolding?
Boy, you couldn't write a script for this one. It looks like the end of the world in so many ways, doesn't it? It's a little ahead of the Mayan prophecies, but they're right on their way. Yeah, Alex, my book, Trends 2000, that I wrote in 1996, was a Warner book. You may remember this. We front-loaded the book on the breakup of the former Soviet Union and the pending nuclear catastrophes that were waiting to happen. And this is what we wrote just following the earthquakes in Los Angeles and in Kobe, Japan. The mighty quakes in Los Angeles and Kobe made a shambles out of the best of our modern engineers could do to make structures earthquake-proof. Indeed, in the wake of these events, the nomenclature had taken a beating. Building and structures once described as earthquake-proof are now called earthquake-resistant. We now see what happens when a big tremor hits an earthquake-resistant hotel or office building or highway. But what does happen when one of our, quote, safe nuclear plants takes a direct hit from a 7.5 quake? We wrote this, and by the way, I got sued from this group by the guy who took the photograph. Unfortunately, you can't see it. It's this woman holding a dairy cow by the chain. And the ad was put out by the Nuclear Council, the U.S. Council for Energy Awareness. And it has this photo. It was a full page in the New York Times magazine section. Dairy farmer Louise Eilenfeld values nuclear energy as a way to keep the air clean and the milk fresh.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Stay there. Come back and recap that, and then let's get into the tremors, the aftershocks, both literal and figurative, politically from this. On the other side with Gerald Celente, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Pray for Japan, but also pray for the West Coast, because there's no doubt radiation's coming our way. The only question is how much.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente graciously is going to be with us 30 minutes riding shotgun in the next hour. We're going to cover the economy, what's happening in the Middle East, the reactor meltdowns, the clear cover-up that's happening. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, will be joining us for about 10 minutes later in the hour, but Gerald will continue with calls with us into the fourth hour today. We'll also take calls this hour. On the front page of Fox News right now, they have a chilling headline. We'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Drudge has it as well. Nuke rods melting in three reactors. And then let's go back to the front page of Fox. Fox has the same headline, meltdown at three reactors. That's on the front page of Fox. So Japan has clearly been being deceptive here. There's the front page of Fox. Urgent nuke meltdown in three reactors. Now, again, I'm a pro-technology guy. I don't want to be a troglodyte. I don't want to go back to the Stone Age like the globalists do. But they only want to do it with their competition. And General Electric has been at the head with British Petroleum and others financing the greeny weenies to run around and shut down the clean burning coal plants that scrub everything out but carbon dioxide and water vapor. That's why they call it carbon pollution. Now, they were toxic before. China has hundreds that are very toxic. No scrubbers. The lead blows over to the U.S. Major university studies in our articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Gerald, you were finishing up with your book written over a decade ago where you predicted nuclear disasters with facilities on fault lines. You posted a newspaper ad in there where the nuke industry showed a woman with a milk cow saying she loves fresh milk and good clean energy for the air, and you got sued over it. I asked you during the break, and you said that you won, and I looked it up, a famous fair use case. You actually beat them in federal court, but they certainly didn't want you. I've suddenly had the nuke industry all over my website putting out propaganda. My issue is, why do they build them on fault lines?
Yeah, and the other issue is that there's no such thing as a safe technology, whether it's, you know, Toyota recalling their cars or Intel recalling computer chips. And I was just listening to this guy from the Department of Energy at a press conference talking about how safe our nuclear power plants are. You're like, what am I, 6 years old when they keep talking to me like this? It really gets you after a while. And of course, the prostitutes in the press corps over there, they let this guy walk all over them. Nobody really grills them. So it's a dangerous technology. Look, I'm just north of Indian Point nuclear power plant in New York. There's always these kind of findings that are coming out.
Listen, Three Mile Island, we learned, was over 100 times worse than they had originally said. But going back, we've been scanning. Notice, we're not seeing any close-ups since Saturday when Fukushima 1 blew. Fukushima 3 blew up spectacularly. It's got plutonium in it, the most dangerous type, one of these MOX fuel systems. We're seeing no up-close photos or videos. They're only showing old footage of the plant before it blew up. I mean, the size of these explosions, what do you think it's going to do to the other four reactors there at the facility? And they've got ongoing beginnings of meltdowns at other plants, and that's what the Japanese government's telling us. Imagine how much worse it probably is.
I heard the Japanese Prime Minister come on right after they announced that there was a problem, and it was no problem at all. That's the way it began. Here's the deal. I'm not a nuclear expert, but I can tell you this. When you see explosions like that, do you think anybody's there that's trying to fix this thing? Okay, I'll go into the next one and get blown apart for the country? It's out of control. I'm listening to all these people on the media. Well, the explosion was, there's a hydrogen explosion, but it didn't compromise. What, it didn't compromise? Who knows? It's out of control. There is no control. There's no control there. There's no control with the economy. They're out of control with everything they do. You have rookies in charge.
Well, absolutely. Look, when I saw Saturday Fukushima 1 blow up, it looked like the Air Force had called in and dropped literally 102,000-pound bombs. I mean, it was just huge explosion, 1,000 feet in the air instantly. This one had to be 3,000 or 4,000 feet in the air, a mushroom cloud, giant pieces of equipment blown thousands of feet in the air instantly. And they're saying no problem with the containment facility.
I know.
Everything's fine.
I know. This is like, what do they got, Superman down there? I mean, who would be around there working there? These guys are scared stiff. This thing is totally out of control. And all these experts have been downplaying it since day one. And you know what they do to people like me? They call us an alarmist. When we made that prediction back in 1996 that these kind of things were going to continue to happen, you're an alarmist. I heard this guy, as I said, this energy official, our plants are built safely. Look what Mother Nature can do. Who could... They had the best technology in Japan against tsunamis. They have seawalls. They have it all. You can't protect against this. But these people think they're better than everybody. They're smarter than everybody. So that's where the problems that we're in. And when, by the way, and very interesting, Alex, this has eclipsed the news of what's going on in the Middle East. It's like it's all over there.
Let's briefly shift gears into that. All sorts of demonstrations in Saudi Arabia, the suppression of the people, the foreign news, The Guardian and Al Arabiya are reporting Saudi Arabia forces prepare to enter Bahrain after days of clashes. Crown Prince Bahrain expected to invite Saudi support following anti-government demonstrations in capital. Gaddafi's beating pro-Western forces in Libya, riots are intensifying in other surrounding countries. All the announcements last week by Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, that the end of the dollar is nigh. I mean, you said it. It's like somebody flipped a switch and all bedlam has broken loose.
It's funny, you know, we began writing the Spring Trends Journal, and that's how we began it, by the beginning of the new year. How this new year began without high expectations, and it went downhill really quickly from there. I've said this before, and you know that we are forecasting, it's already underway. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. These are all elements. This has nothing to do with democracy, theocracy, autocracy. It has to do with very few people having much too much and way too many people having very, very little, not enough. When the money stops flowing down to the man on the street, the blood starts flowing in the streets. And that's what we're seeing. The only reason we haven't seen it to this level in Europe, which really is where it all began, the revolutions because of the austerity measures, is that the children out there in these other countries, including the good old USA, they still believe in the myth of democracy. So in the North Africa and in the Arab nations in the Middle East, they know what the deal is and they have to overthrow that government. But what they tell you in Europe and the U.S. is, make your change at the ballot box. So they have the people conditioned thinking that they can vote their way into change, like change you can believe in. Small change, no change, exactly. So they believe still that, well, we'll wait till the elections come around and then we'll clean house. Oh yeah, you put the Gambinos in for the Bananos. So we're going to not see it happen here as we see it happen over there. But then the wild card was just dealt, and it's Japan. Japan's GDP to debt is 213 times the GDP, the debt. They're already in problems. You're going to start seeing trade wars, currency wars, as you already mentioned, and they equal hot wars. We are urging people, and I say this every time I'm on your show, be prepared. Deal with this as though if you don't do the best you can to weather it, you're going to go under. Because if it doesn't happen to the worst, at least you're prepared for the worst. You won't lose anything. But if you don't prepare, you're going to lose everything because this thing is collapsing.
Well, Gerald, we're going to come back from break and continue along that line of analysis. Then we'll take some phone calls and have Dr. Bob Bowman on. But I wanted to shift gears and point out the latest detailed full-spectrum reportage at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This detailed report by Paul Watson and Steve Watson is absolutely vital that this be gotten out to everyone, that it be gotten out to the Drudge Report, to all your local radio and TV stations. Cover up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Again, cover up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. What's going to happen when two of the reactors have already completely exploded, their containment facilities sent sky high? The government obviously covering up the full scope. What's going to happen to the other four reactors? Two other reactors at least on the verge of meltdown at other facilities in Japan. Again, cover up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Key article, PrisonPlanet.com. Another Paul Watson article, radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. Kurt Nemo's excellent analysis just went up at Infowars.com. Japanese government cover-up foreshadows mega disaster. And you see the media lining up with mixed signals trying to go along with what the Japanese government is saying. They've been lying. Friday, there was already the cesium, if I'm pronouncing that right, which they say only happens with the fusion, the fission happening, as well as the radioactive iodine with the cesium. Am I pronouncing that right now? Good. That's happening. Then it blew up Saturday morning. They came out and said, no problem, no meltdown. 5 hours later, admitted meltdown. But they're not letting anybody near it, obviously, and we're not seeing any new images. This morning, the MOX fuel plant there, one of the very deadly system using plutonium with uranium, one particle of this, you're dead. If it gets out, we pray it has it, folks. Believe me, I'm downwind from it. I hope they're not lying. Let's pray they're not lying. My gut tells me it's a complete lie. They'll try to cover up. They'll threaten universities not to release the data, as has happened in the past, and we're going to breathe it. This is horrible news, but the media needs to tell folks to get potassium iodate. And he quoted top physicists and studies they did in the 50s and 60s that one particle of refined plutonium in the lung of a dog kills it very, very quickly. It's the same thing for humans. That's why all these physicists are running around hoping that Fukushima 1 and 3 other reactors now melting down, according to Fox and others, have not been breached. Because it's one thing to have the cesium, it's one thing to have radioactive iodine, that's really bad for you. But if uranium or plutonium gets out, and remember the old Japanese bombs on the hot air balloons, on the hydrogen balloons that they used to bomb the Northeast, the Northwest during World War II, that's because the winds go directly from Japan over the Northwest. And I'm telling you, folks, I live here in the United States, and I've got these headlines pouring out of mainstream news, out of Finns run for iodine after blast at Japanese nuclear plant. We already had the regular iodine that you get at a health food store. You put a couple drops in the water every day for thyroid help. That will fill your thyroid, block it. Get your own medical advice. Our phones are ringing off the hook wanting my advice. It's standard to take potassium iodate. It's what the government gives the military. You can't really buy that in stores. Potassium iodine, they have the pills. They have the drops. You don't use the stuff that you put on your leg if you're cut. It's the medical stuff at the health food store. My wife, Gerald, went to buy more to give to family this morning at Whole Foods, and she was laughed at by the vitamin lady in that aisle saying, don't worry about it, ha ha, it's no big deal. What is this attitude of Americans? I've got reports Europeans are grabbing it off the shelf, foaming at the mouth to get it, I guess because they were close to Chernobyl in 86. What's wrong with Americans? They think this is so funny.
Well, you know, it's funny you just mentioned that. And in writing about it in Trends 2000, we wrote about it. We kept listing all of the accidents that were going on. Uranium rusting in storage pools and troubling U.S. plants. Mishap cast pall over big atomic waste site. Deadly nuclear waste seems to have leaked into Washington state. And it goes on and on. And we write, nevertheless, as long as people were not living just downrange or in the affected immediate vicinity following some major breakdown, they did not make a fuss. If something happened in the future, well, it would happen elsewhere. And then we go on to say government and utility industry actively encourage this optimism. So that's why the people don't want to believe this. And we shouldn't be so harsh on the Japanese government. They all lie. This is what they do. You look at the data that came out following Chernobyl. They well underestimated it. 9 years later, they brought the number up to about 150,000 killed. You look at all the experiments that they did in the United States on our own citizens. They kept it quiet, and then when they first bring out the data, they downplay it. And then, as you pointed out, in years to come, this data is going to seep out and show how bad it really is. So the people are like little children. They still follow their leaders. They believe in these people that they hear on the mainstream media. They can't think for themselves. So rather than them taking action, which they don't have the courage to do, they make fun of other people, like your wife, that's taking the precaution.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we hope it isn't as bad as it looks like, but why would we not take care of our children? Why is it funny? Why is it funny that we were right about gold going from 260 to 1400, silver from $5 to 35? Why is it funny we were right about dollar devaluation? Why is it funny that we were right about WMDs not being in Iraq? Why is it funny we're right about 9/11 being an inside job? Why is it funny that we're right that they're never leaving Afghanistan? Why in America is it wrong to be right?
Because people have lost the courage, as I said, to think for themselves. Look what this nation has become. Snooky stupid. At every level. I mean, look what they just did. How many weeks did we hear, you know, your famous Charlie Sheen? I mean, you know, enough is enough already. There are more important things going on. This is the presidential reality show, and that's what this life has become. So the people, again, the people don't have the courage. They called me the New York Times when I came out with the forecast, the panic of 08, before it happened. They called it pessimism porn. Because the white shoe boys, you know, these, you have to understand who these people are. When you go to the Poison Ivy League, which these guys all go to, they're overindulgent little brats who never had to work a day in their life for the most part. and they're spoiled. And they just put into the system to continue it.
Stay there. Stay there. Dr. Bob Bowman coming up with Gerald Celente. Gerald going 30 minutes live and in the next hour with us. Your phone calls, continuing coverage.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
The headlines at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com just out. Cover up a Fukushima chain reaction underway. Now, how bad that chain reaction of it causing the other plants to explode, we don't know. But even Haaretz, Associated Press, ABC News are saying the Japanese have a history of covering up disasters as other governments do, and that they've been caught involved in deception. Saturday, the Japanese news, the government did admit, headline, meltdown caused nuke plant explosion. Government Safety Board of Japan, Nuclear and Industrial Safety, NISA, said hours and hours after they denied there was some type of meltdown. The question is, how intense of a meltdown was that? Gerald Celente riding shotgun with us 30 minutes of the next hour. Dr. Bob Bowman will be joining us for a full hour tomorrow, but he's only popping in today. We're also getting Dr. Doug Rocky, also a nuclear physicist, on with us tomorrow. But Dr. Bob Bowman, former director of Advanced Space Program Development for U.S. Air Force in the Ford Carter administrations, and a former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, 101 combat missions over Vietnam. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from the California Institute of Technology. And talking to him, he said that he certainly hopes that there hasn't been a full meltdown or any of that uranium getting out. Plant number three at the six plant complex facility, did have a MOX fuel system, 7% plutonium, Mark One system designed by General Electric, 93% uranium. And according to the physicists we're reading in the press, they say this is one of the most dangerous types. Uranium makes causes a lot of health problems, obviously. Plutonium's a whole other ballgame. Break down, sir, as a nuclear physicist, what you see happening here. Obviously, we don't want to create panic, but the Finns and others are buying iodine off the shelves as a precaution with the prevailing winds from Japan to the West Coast. Should people be taking or getting advice from their medical professionals on potassium iodate?
Well, I think it's a reasonable precaution to take. We know that there's been melting fuel rods. We do not know if it has gotten to the point where it has melted through the containment building floor. That is a full meltdown, what used to be called the China syndrome. That kind of thing will, of course, cause an enormous release of radiation. In essence, we'd be facing another Chernobyl. Three of my degrees are in nuclear engineering, and I've been studying this thing. And, you know, the Japanese, like any government, will cover up things if they think it's in their best interest to do so. But, you know, so far, the full meltdown hasn't happened, and it may not. You know, we may dodge the bullet, but if it does happen, there is going to be a significant radiation cloud coming across to the mainland United States.
Dr. Bowman, we're showing on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers footage from Japan of Fukushima 3 blowing up, shooting several thousand feet in the air. First, you see the containment dome explode. Then you see in seconds, thousands of feet, giant pieces of black equipment. It looks like a black box hurtling through the air. We had an individual call in earlier who worked on nuclear submarines, and he said that it did look like the hydrogen explosion at first, the white flash and the fire, but he says the mushroom cloud and the equipment being ejected thousands of feet in the air look to him like something more than hydrogen. Doctor, there could probably be nobody else with more knowledge on this that we could get on than you. Have you seen Fukushima 3 blow?
I've seen some of it. I haven't seen it all, and I'm sure we'll see more. But that does not mean that there was a nuclear explosion. It still could have been an explosion of the gases in the containment building, and but of course if the containment building itself is gone, then you've got a serious problem because the melting fuel rods, that radiation is going to escape.
Well, let me throw this out. We're showing footage of the 1986, the first helicopter footage after Chernobyl had exploded. It is a tiny hole in the roof and a damaged area compared to Fukushima 1 or 3. And they're not showing us any images up close, but from the explosion, and you may be handicapped and not of seeing Fukushima 3, Fukushima 3 is a giant mushroom cloud shooting, from what I see, about 3,000 feet in the air in seconds and ejecting giant pieces of black machinery out of the top of the mushroom cloud. Now, the one on Saturday, it is the containment facility. You can see it blown. It doesn't go more than about 800 feet or so in the air. This, sir, is a brown-black mushroom cloud.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether, you know, we're looking at full meltdown now. There's no question we're looking at the release of radiation, and that's why they're getting the Ronald Reagan out of there as fast as they can to not be right downwind of it.
Yeah, that's not a good sign, is it, that the fleet is hauling tail?
No, it isn't, but by God, I think they ought to be court-martialed if they weren't.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be passing through Austin on the 30th of April, and hopefully we're still all alive and functioning.
Well, you're welcome here, Doctor, in studio, and you're back on tomorrow. But Doctor, and I'm Gerald Celente, the Trends Forecaster, may have some questions for you. But instead of me throwing questions out here, if the MOX fuel reactor, of course, you're familiar with the Mark I General Electric system.
Yep.
According to my research, this is about the worst type of plant to go up, and they're reporting it'll make Chernobyl, that had 400 times the Hiroshima radiation, according to the Atomic Energy Agency, released. If the MOX I plutonium-driven system has melted down, sir, fully, what are we looking at in terms of fallout?
Well, you're looking at probably several Chernobyls, and that, of course, will be disastrous. Fortunately, an awful lot of that will come down in the Pacific Ocean, which isn't good for the Pacific Ocean, but it's better than if it was blowing the other way and come down in China or Korea and all of that. So it's a nasty situation indeed. And by the way, we have a number of those kind of reactors here in the United States, including, I think, Vermont Yankee, that the state of Vermont wants to shut down and the federal government won't let them.
Yeah, there's 23 Mark I's. Yes, sir, you're right.
Yeah.
Dr. Bowman, looking at this situation, they're reporting that three more plants are in meltdown outside of the Fukushima 6 reactor system. Watching these two devastating explosions in the last 48 hours, just as a layman, wouldn't that hamper the emergency crews that the U.S. government has said is a desperation move, pumping seawater into the other four reactors that have not had explosions?
Well, it could. It depends on where they have to be physically located in order to pump that seawater in. If they're to the west of the buildings, then yeah, that could indeed be a problem. We're fortunate that three of the six were shut down for maintenance when the earthquake hit.
And so they wouldn't be able to melt down then?
No.
Let me expand on that, sir, because I don't know.
There's still nuclear material in there that ordinary explosions and whatnot from the others, I mean, could release. But those three melting down would only happen if the plant was in operation.
Well, that's wonderful news. Sir, looking at, and again, you've probably only, from what you say, seen Fukushima 1 blow up on Saturday. This was roughly 10 times the size and the height, and it was an instant mushroom cloud, now smoking, black smoke pouring out. It looks like a war zone on the news. But let us just ask you, what are the different scenarios for a total meltdown, and what would the explosion from a total meltdown look like? Because we're watching a giant black, brown mushroom cloud shooting 3,000 to 4,000 feet in the air in 3 seconds.
Well, the mushroom cloud and the meltdown don't necessarily have anything to do with one another.
Yes.
If a total meltdown happens, you might not see anything from the exterior. What it would mean would be that the molten nuclear material would go down through the floor of the containment building, and the radiation would escape into the environment. But it would be, for the most part, invisible. The mushroom cloud is bad news because it could mean that we've lost containment, and then the melting fuel rods present, you know, a real problem, the release of their radiation. But the release of radiation will probably come significantly after the mushroom cloud event.
Is that while it cooks in the seawater and other chemicals and things that are in there?
Yeah, now if they get enough seawater in there, it may halt the meltdown process with or without containment. If they can't do that for one reason or another, and those rods are exposed, then it'll continue to melt down.
And, sir, if it continues to melt down, what are the different scenarios?
Well, I don't know what you mean by scenario, but it depends on which way the wind's blowing.
Well, it's blowing to the northeast, but I mean to understand this, what I'm saying is, I'm led to believe there's different scenarios of severity of the type of critical meltdown that there could be.
Well, what I'm thinking of is a complete meltdown where all the fuel rods melt completely and there's no containment, and that's when you're going to get the possibility of a multiple Chernobyl radiation release.
And then it's a suicide mission, isn't it, for thousands of helicopters or workers to come in and dump concrete or lead on top of it? What do they do then?
Yeah. You have to wear protective suits and come in from the west and, you know, dump your load and skedaddle back to the west and hope that you don't get and change crews so that nobody gets too big a dose. That's about it.
Yeah, we know what happened to the Chernobyl valiant men and women.
Yeah.
Last question. We'll talk more tomorrow at 12:30, Dr. Bowman. I have one last question, then I want to bring Gerald Celente in, who's been holding patiently with a quick question. We're going to come back with Gerald and your phone calls. Looking at this and what's happening in Japan, Well, I'll just bring Gerald Celente in. Gerald, do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Bowman?
Yes, Dr. Bowman, Alex mentioned that you've flown a couple of hundred flights over Vietnam during the war, so I'm sure you dropped a bomb here or there. This containment vessel of which the explosion took place around, and Alex explaining what that plume looked like of a couple of 3,000 feet, how could this vessel not be compromised is my question. I mean, what is it made out of? I mean, concrete and steel. And then this thing is exploding around it, which I would assume is even more powerful than a bomb dropping on top of it. So what's your assessment in the case of here they're showing that they're trying to put this thing out, or that these crews are working around the clock? What kind of damage do you think it really did? And number two, considering what they're showing us on TV, how could you possibly work around those conditions?
Well, hopefully you got your life insurance paid. But the difference between dropping a bomb on something and what happened there is that a bomb is heavy, traveling with at a pretty good speed, having been dropped from some height, and hits a localized point and explodes. And if you drop a bomb on a containment vessel, for example, then you have a chance, depending on how the bomb hits and all the rest, of penetrating it. The explosion that took place there, if it was outside the containment vessel and in the building, would probably have been a pretty uniform explosion, putting pressure on all sides of the containment vessel simultaneously. And therefore, there's a good chance that even a powerful explosion like that did not rupture the containment vessel. Everything depends on, the nature of the explosion, just how it happened. There are a lot of variables, but there is a huge difference between a point bomb traveling pretty fast and a uniform gaseous explosion.
Doctor, are there explosions associated with critical meltdowns at some point? Because we saw the explosion at Chernobyl, or was that a fire?
For the most part, fire. There doesn't have to be an explosion to have a meltdown.
Can there be an explosion?
Oh, yeah, but it depends on whether the explosion is within the containment vessel or outside.
Sure. Okay, if it was inside, because the Japanese aren't letting anybody get close to this,
yeah.
If it was inside, what would it generally look like? Because we're here looking at it over and over again exploding. What would it generally look like?
Well, if it was inside the containment vessel and didn't rupture it, you wouldn't see anything. If that explosion that you're looking at was indeed inside the containment vessel, and you're looking at this mushroom cloud, it means that it came out through the containment vessel, and therefore the containment vessel isn't functioning anymore.
Well, it looks like a black box, and I don't know what the containment vessel looks like, but it's big pieces of black metal and equipment. And when the other one blew up on Saturday, it looked like it was just the containment vessel. It was a bunch of concrete and white and gray stuff flying out. With this, there's a bunch of black equipment in the middle of it. I mean, we're just trying to guess here.
Yeah, I don't really know, because I don't know what they had in that building, inside the building and outside of the containment vessel. And so I would just be speculating.
Yeah, well, we obviously need to be praying for Japan right now. If folks want to find out more about Dr. Bob Bowman, or want to interview them for their broadcast. Dr. Bowman, how do folks visit your Patriot site?
ThePatriots.us.
ThePatriots.us. Anything else, Doctor, that you'd like to add instead of us fumbling around asking you questions?
Well, just that I think we ought to hold out hope that somehow this does not turn out to be a total meltdown, and we don't have a Chernobyl-style release of radiation, and the world dodges a bullet. But we have to be aware of the fact that it could be the worst, and if it is, we all have to be aware and take precautions and keep an eye on the prevailing winds.
Which are coming straight at the United States. Dr. Bob Bowman, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay.
Gerald, we're going to come back. You've been gracious enough to spend 30 minutes with us. I know you've got interviews lined up from here to Valhalla. But hearing that, Bob Bowman sounded the most calm and focused, I think almost resigned, I've ever heard him. It was actually a chilling discussion that we just had with him. But if Chernobyl put out 400 times what Hiroshima did, that was my question I forgot to ask him. I'll ask it tomorrow. Why do reactors put out so much more than a regular bomb? That's because bombs are designed to expend their fuel. I mean, you heard him, a lot worse than Chernobyl if this has indeed happened. And we can maybe dodge one bullet. They're talking about a whole bunch of other reactors now that are starting to melt down all over Japan. And with the Japanese history of covering up in the last few days, man, I tell you, this is scary stuff, Gerald Celente.
It's even scarier than that. There's a whole rush going on around the world to build nuclear power plants. And we heard, you know, President Obama as well during his campaign and upon getting elected of nuclear power plants. So there's, you know, hundreds of these things are being built throughout Asia, three scheduled, I believe, for Switzerland, and on and on. So, and we're looking at all these natural disasters that are happening, plus human elements. It's you know, it to me, there has to be a better way, and this isn't it.
Listen, I've watched Al Gore's people, the top global warming people on C-SPAN, call for neighborhood nuclear reactors, and the greenies are pushing this because they're all bought and paid for by General Electric and George Soros and others. I mean, this is insane. I mean, if we've got other systems that don't turn us green and kill us, why would we have any nuclear reactors? I mean, I'm sorry. Their history is they're not safe. And we've got the TSA, it turns out, last week, wouldn't give Congress the radiation meters. Turns out, USA Today, 10 times the radiation they claimed bathing everybody in those airports. I mean, these people are nuts. Look at how they use DU in the wars, knowing it's going to kill the troops. I mean, the white shoe boys think they can deny physics? They're on such power trips?
They're greedy. It's all about money. That's the bottom line. And they'll do
But anything. Money's no good if you're dead.
They don't care. They don't think like that. Does a junkie think about what they're doing? They're money junkies. They don't have any feelings about others. They have no loyalty or bounds or boundaries. It's only about money. You've heard it. They say it 100 times. Yeah, you know, it's dangerous, but it'll create jobs. How's that one for you? So that's all it's about. These are psychotic people. Their only benefit is for themselves. And again, we wrote about this years ago, saying the other ones were going to happen and more to follow. And now the whole world is on a mad rush to continue to build nuclear power plants. You think this is the last one? Oh, here's what you're going to start hearing. We're going to learn from this one. We'll find out the mistakes so they don't happen again. How's that sound?
You're absolutely right, Gerald. We're going to be told over and over again, and we're going to be the fearmongers, and they'll cover up how bad the fallout is. And then a decade later, it'll come out that everybody's getting cancer. Look at how cancer's up on average over 3,000%. Look at all the things that are happening. Look at the 12 to 15 times the birth defects in Iraq. That's the British Medical Journal. Our troops coming home four times the average for birth defects in their kids. And when your kid comes out, literally, I've got the mainstream news article right here with two heads, four eyes. Oh, it's cute. It's funny. Here's a London Independent. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima. And it describes the 12 to 15 time increase, depending on the study, the four time increase in our troops, the kids with two heads. But so what? The white shoe boys made some money.
It's all about morals. And this country doesn't have any. From what they by their deeds, you shall know them. Look what's going on, as you mentioned, in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, just the other day, I love the language they use. You know, a U.S. missile killed 10 militants in Pakistan. Oh, yeah, these militant identifiable missiles, you know. They see people with M's on their backs, and they kill them. No, and until this country regains its morality, it's doomed to fail. Values change, but morals don't.
Meanwhile, they say Gaddafi strafed his own people. Turned out it's not true. I don't like Gaddafi. But then they moralize, oh, he was strafing people. But then 1,000 drones, 24/7, they say they can kill 200 people to kill one bad guy. That's okay, and that's moral. But then when Gaddafi reportedly strafed some people trying to take over military bases in one case, the other stuff was fake. It's, oh, it's so immoral. We're so moral. We're so big. And then, of course, we learn 11 years ago the government secretly took all the death benefits from the troops. But that's patriotic. And now they're getting ready to take everybody's pension funds, devaluing the dollar. Phone calls for 30 minutes straight ahead with Gerald Celente. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Key article, PrisonPlanet.com. All right, Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com is our guest. We really appreciate him joining us today. And we are going to take your call. Steve, Sean, TJ, Aaron, Tyler, many others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue with 30 minutes with Gerald Celente. Then I'm going to have nothing but open phones the last 30 minutes of this hour and the latest information for you, a full hour of fourth-hour overdrive. Gerald, you ready to go to phone calls?
I am. Just one more thing I'd like to say as you were talking about what the United States is doing in other countries. Listen to the hypocrisy that you can't hear. Not a peep from the White House about the people being mowed down in the Ivory Coast. Not a word about the slaughter going on in the Sudan. Last week, some 500 buildings burned to the ground. Tens of thousands of refugees. I guess they don't have enough oil over there because no oil, no one cares.
Unfortunately, you are correct. Stephen, Ohio, you're on the air with Gerald Celente during what's turning into the biggest nuclear disaster in world history. Steve, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. Hey, Gerald, your ace is in my book, and so are you, Alex. You know, I worked on nukes for a long time in the Air Force. And, you know, I'm talking about the big boys, the ICBMs. And a lot of those were plutonium-238. And I'm going to tell you what, the guy in the Navy is right. You know, one small speck of that stuff, you're dead in a hammer. I don't care what you take, okay? It makes no difference how full your thyroid is. People have to understand that, number one. Number two, I'm not trying to make anybody, you know, go crazy and go, oh, my God, we're all dead tomorrow. You know, there's a lot of factors that could play into this. It's just like the doctor said, the stuff could blow into the Pacific.
Well, also, plutonium and uranium, as you know, is as heavy as it gets, so most of it will fall in the ocean. But anybody around there in Japan, if that uranium or plutonium gets out, is deader than a hammer.
You got it. You got it right. And see, the other thing that I wanted to stress to you, too, is, okay, those two explosions, the number one house and number three house. Number one wasn't so bad. Number three was off the charts as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I've seen, you know, small kiloton explosions that look like that. The thing you have to understand, too, is, you know, that area just went through a huge earthquake and is going through aftershocks all the time now. That bedrock underneath those plants is severely compromised, okay? And what makes you think for one second that any of those lines that are running underneath those plants, be it electric, water feed, backflows, anything underneath there isn't compromised as well?
And then it gets into the water table of Japan.
Yeah, exactly. What's going to happen, Alex, if you go to your, you know, if you go to your sink and hit that faucet and you fill up a glass of water? You don't know that stuff's in there. You have no idea. You can't smell it. You can't feel it. You can't taste it. You can't see it.
But you said it, sir, watching Fukushima 3 blow up. I mean, I've watched a lot of battlefield footage of the biggest daisy cutters being dropped. They look, I mean, those are nine-story buildings that look like specks below that. I mean, I'm just dead reckoning 3,000 to 4,000 feet in seconds. I mean, it looks like the field gun artillery-launched nukes that I've seen tested in old testing footage at White Sands. I mean, it looks like a tactical nuke going off.
Sure. And what people have to realize, too, is, you know, the doctor was talking about equal pressure explosion, okay? Meaning that the pressure is equal on all sides of the containment vessel, and the building just blows apart. That itself wouldn't do anything to the containment vessel because why? It blows out. Okay, you understand that, right?
Stay there, Steve. We're going to come back. Have you finished? Then go to Gerald Celente. Dr. Bob Bowman joins us again tomorrow. And we're going to go to Sean, TJ, Aaron, Tyler. Folks, this is going from bad to worse. We'll continue to cover it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tim Frugier, that works here in the office, went out to get himself on his lunch break some iodine from kelp. A few drops a day of this for things like cesium and radioactive iodine will fill the thyroid and protect you, but it won't protect you from uranium and plutonium, as you've been hearing. He was there and went to Central Market, completely sold out, and then he went to New Flower, and literally, as he was reaching, one guy grabbed the other bottle, he grabbed the only other bottle, and there was a line of people running up behind him saying, we're here to get the potassium iodine. And it's our listeners. One guy was wearing a Ron Paul shirt and said, listening to Alex, huh? And hey, if it ends up not being as bad and it doesn't blow over here, great. You were prepared. Plus, it's a great dietary supplement. But the larger issue here is that we can't trust the media. We can't trust the government to tell us the truth with the history of nuclear testing, the atomic soldiers, Three Mile Island, what the Russians did with Chernobyl in the Ukraine outside Kiev. And I'm going to get Gerald Celente of Trends Research take on that in just a moment. But finishing up with Steve in Ohio, who worked on ICBMs, and he was trying to finish a point when we went to break. Go ahead, Steve.
You know, Alex, I have to answer your question about why the government isn't telling us the truth. Why do they always try to hide it? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? The only thing I can tell you is plausible deniability. That's what it all boils down to every time.
So they're all trying to shuck responsibility from the plant manager to the head of Japan's nuclear agency, to our own government. They just want to deny it.
You know what they say, stuff rolls downhill and it ain't biscuits.
All right, God bless you, Steve. Good to hear from you. Gerald Celente, what do you want to say about what Steve was just saying?
Well, he was talking about that, explosion, if it happened internally. Look, let's just, again, I'm not making any assumptions. All I'm saying is that when you see these kind of explosions, number one, did they kill anybody? And number two, what makes anyone think there's anyone around there doing anything?
Yeah, why are we not getting, in fact, that was the question I forgot to ask him, and then Steve forgot to answer it. He was going to comment on the explosion. Why aren't we getting any information? That's really suspicious as well.
Well, exactly. What I'm saying is, you see an explosion like this, how many people did it kill? And number two, who could possibly be doing anything around there to try to fix the problem? The place is blowing up. And again, you know, let's get into the real world over here. When I asked Dr. Bowman the question, he said, you know, they better have good life insurance. I mean, the fact is, who are you going to tell to go in there and go do something? You're already out of your mind unless you're suicidal.
There are reports that there's no looting in Japan. They're one of the most moral people on average when it comes.
I'm talking about inside the plant.
No, I'm saying if any group of people on average that you're going to find general citizens willing to go in and fry themselves, it would be Japan. But the point is, we're not hearing anything.
No, and I can't imagine, again, those kind of conditions. And we're talking about major explosions here. It's not like they just go away and everything's okay. So
we're talking about giant nuke reactor facilities disappearing.
Yeah. So there's no, what I'm saying is no one's on the job. This thing to wherever it goes. I don't know where it's going to go. All I'm saying, it's out of control. Nobody's in charge here.
Well, you're right. If this was just at this one six-nuke facility, they might be able to handle it. They've got reactors in all stages of critical meltdown all over the country.
Yeah, and again, how do you fix it? What do you call the fire department in? You know, again, you know, these things are... And you pointed out as well, over the years, and that's what that whole beginning of Trends 2000 was about. All of these accidents that keep happening, that they keep covering up, and then they keep letting it out slowly as time goes by. But again, the other picture here, the world keeps going around. They're not talking in Libya right now about the earthquake in Japan. They're not talking about what's going on in Bahrain, about the nuclear power plant in Japan. They're not talking about it in Yemen. What we're seeing, Alex, this is going to go out of the news eventually, but the conditions that are leading us to this first great war of the 21st century, of which this is going to be another element of, because Japan's going to be in real bad shape after this one. That's the biggest story. This is just a chapter in what we're seeing as an unfolding stretch of disasters that's going to be plaguing us for some time to come.
Well, expanding on that, I think you've answered the question inadvertently or perhaps consciously. Why is our government and the Japanese covering up the severity? They've been caught doing it in the last 3-4 days, you know, since Friday on record, that they've been caught lying about the initial meltdowns. They've been caught lying about the severity or how many plants, on and on and on and on, because they know that it'll just be like Haiti. It'll be just like the Gulf oil spill, which this dwarfs, where they still haven't gotten rid of 70% of the oil. It's on the bottom. When it's devastating, but out of sight, out of mind, they just move on from there. The radioactive cloud blows into the U.S. The FBI goes around to the universities that have the meters, tells them to shut up. We know that happened with the DU from Iraq in 2003. The British didn't shut up. Their universities did report high levels of it. And they'll just say, hey, TSA workers stand in radiation all day. It's good for you. Hey, the troops use DU. Hey, so what if a bunch of you die? We'll just ignore it in the press, and because they're going to go on building more nuclear reactors, and they've got the greenies all over C-SPAN. Every week I tune in saying they're going to have neighborhood nukes. Every neighborhood's going to have its own nuke and these mini nukes, and they're just going to put them everywhere. I mean, it's insane.
Well, it is insane. As I said, there's a whole rush worldwide to keep building nuclear power plants. But Steve really, I think, summed it up, Steve from Ohio, when he said it's plausible denial. He's been around these people, and you could hear it in the intensity of his voice. And anyone that's worked around government, you know that's exactly what it is. And they're going to keep denying it. The other thing is they're afraid of freaking out the people because, look what just happened over there. And now they're saying, oh, you think that was bad? Guess what? You're going to get fried. No, they're not going to say that. So they're doing everything they can to keep this quiet. And even at the worst, even if it ended right now, how about all the damage that went into the water? How about the pollution of all of so much of the oceans? You know, this just doesn't stop around,
Yeah, because the Japanese fishermen, they're not going to want to be out of work. They're going to catch the fish and serve them up.
Exactly, just like they keep doing now.
Wow, and that is immorality when everybody just goes along with lies because they think it's easier, and pretty soon it destroys your society. Sean in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you for waking me up to everything. I want to know where's the outrage and everything. Where's the American people? I'm up in Canada, but I'm originally an American citizen, but I'm on the west coast of Vancouver Island. And we get a lot of our food, naturally, we go to farms and eat it, get it and eat it. I mean, and that radiation's going to come over and irradiate the fresh food we're eating, number one. The media is trying to downplay this.
Well, that happened in Eastern Europe, thousands and 150,000 plus square miles, they say is off limits, but the farmers just keep growing on it.
Yeah, and if you remember Chernobyl, when that happened, most of Europe wasn't even able to get milk because the cows were irradiated.
But see, that was in 86, back when they cared a little. Now they'll just say it's good for you. I mean, when melamine was found in U.S. kids' milk, the FDA came out and said melamine's no longer bad for you. They wave a magic wand. I appreciate your call, Sean. Good points. You know, things are getting worse, though, because 20 years ago, they would a lot of times try to do something about things like this. Now they just say melamine's good, radiation's good, eat it.
Well, you know, you really hit it on the nose. I was just having a conversation with the executive editor of the Trends Journal, John Anthony West, and he said, we're looking over Trends 2000, which we both wrote in 1996. And I was so optimistic. He said, everybody calls you a gloom and doomer. You were overly optimistic. Back then, people were caring about these issues. Exactly like you said. I thought the people would wake up. This was a very positive book. I didn't think people could be bought out so cheaply. And that's really what's happened. Sean just said, you know, what happened to the American people? They're junk food fed. They're prescription drug dead. They only care about themselves. And we lost that whole emotion that was happening in the 80s, that whole so-called New Age movement. When I was writing about health food stores becoming a major trend, in those days, the only place you could find a health food store was, you know, in a back alley of a rundown city. People forget this. And so we thought things were going to move progressively, but you know what happened? Bill Clinton came into office and Al Gore. The baby boomers, there they were. They were going to change everything. Little did everybody know that Slick Willie lived up to his name. He was nothing more than the worst of the worst in Republicans' clothing. He gave us NAFTA. He's the guy that made it possible for the drug companies to put all these moronic ads on TV to tell you this, take this stuff with all the side effects.
And so liberals thought they had won so they could be pro-war, attack Serbia, they could be pro-police state. Clinton's people bombed Oklahoma City. Now they were after those evil gun owners. They thought they were winners. And now the liberals today are some of the biggest fascist supporters out there. And the Republicans love fascism too. And so America's dead. The bankers robbed us. Hope you enjoy it. Though another big awakening's happening across the political spectrum. And hopefully this latest thing will be a wake-up call. That and the death of the dollar. TJ, Aaron, Tyler, Frank, your call's coming up. Gerald leaving us after one more segment. And then more of your phone calls, recapping all the big developments. They're coming in fast. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it.
All right, TJ in Minnesota, you're on the air with Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Go ahead.
Alex Emery and Mr. Celente, bless you. It's a great and victorious day for the good guys. I've got very solemn news, but I also have something that I consider good news. The solemn news is Derry Brownfield crossed the Rainbow Bridge on March 12th.
I meant to mention that at the end of the show. Aaron Zellman died a few months ago as well. We did mention that, but Derry had been in very bad health and did die Saturday, and that's very sad.
That was my birthday, Alex Emery, but I want to tell you the good news. I'm looking at a Victorine Instrument Company Radmeter. I live on the Iowa-Minnesota border. I'm a freedom fighter, ex-Navy, and a military retiree, and I have a great appreciation for you and Violet and your dogs. And I can't get more than a 2 rad meter reading, and I haven't been able to since they started spraying the snot out of us and killing us. And I don't know as much as that Air Force missile technician, but I know enough to know that I got to have potassium iodate on hand. I got enough for 3 families. I've got tincture of iodine. I've got iodorol. I got enough for a few Japanese babies.
Well, for those that don't know, my wife's been looking into trying to send iodine to Japan, but they probably already have quite a bit in the country. It's pretty easy to manufacture, and the government is starting to issue it out. But again, it'll only protect you from the radioactive iodine, which is one of the most common problems with fallout. I appreciate your call, TJ. Any comments on what TJ was saying, Gerald Celente?
No, I really don't.
Yeah, Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air. Quickly, please.
Okay, Go Knob Radio, I have the solution to this. The problem is caused, the meltdown, the heat is caused by the neutrons reacting without moderation. That's the problem. Solution one, let it dry out. No more water into it. That's really stupid. Second, you get the samurai chopper pilots to drop loads of cadmium rods into the tower opening. This will begin slowing down the reactions and absorbing the neutrons. Third, you want to blast it, maybe from the sides, with liquid nitrogen to give a quick cool to it. Then you drop an insulator on top of that, like silica, sand, something clean, an insulator on top of that. Then you dump the concrete to encapsulate it. And this is the solution that will work if you can get the materials, and you want to ask GE for the rods. They got them because they're part of the control rod mechanism. So you just, like, 10-to-1 ratio of those rods on there.
That's how do you know that the piles of rods actually get down in to the containment vessel?
Yeah, it's going to take some samurai guys to, you know, be brave and get them in there. Drop them in there from the chopper.
Be brave.
You know, just pallet after pallet of them. Just drop them in there so they hopefully all bounce around and fall into the reactor.
I think being brave means willing to die. I don't think you find a lot of people that want to do that. That's what I'm saying. This thing's out of control. You're seeing these explosions. There's no quick fix to these. And you may have some of the solutions to it, but in conditions that are raging like this, very hard to find people.
And let's remember that Japan is ravaged by literally hundreds of earthquakes, not just the 9.1. They're having aftershocks that are almost a 7, and they've had a tsunami. I mean, that whole country is in bedlam. Volcanoes are igniting.
Yeah, and again, you know, in the last couple of minutes that we have, my message to everyone is that look at this incident that's going on now. Compounded by 10 times. And that's what we're seeing when we put all the pieces together. Not only be prepared health-wise, but also mental conditioning for self-defense. Bradley Steiner, one of the foremost martial art experts, close combat experts, we're going to be featuring one of his articles in the Trends Journal. We're looking at systems collapsing. There's no one in control. They're losing it in the Middle East. They're losing it in North Africa. They're going to be losing it in Europe this summer. And they're going to be losing in the U.S. Watch for the bank collapse. It's on the way. Read the headlines today. Bank of Japan, $150 billion to stabilize the system. You know what that'll buy? It'll buy zero. The financial system's under collapse. Read the news that came out this week. And the European Monetary Union, they don't know what to do. They keep trying to print more money. Inflation is skyrocketing. We're telling people, be prepared at every level. Fight as though your life is on the line, because very shortly, in one way or another, it's going to be.
All right, Gerald Celente, thank you for spending so much time with us. Lord willing, we'll talk to you again in the next few weeks, and we'll continue to track everything you're doing at TrendsResearch.com. Our sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Your phone calls on the latest on the Japan meltdowns straight ahead. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Report is our headline from yesterday, U.S. West Coast in Path of Fallout. The first update is nuclear expert, radiation could spread to U.S. West Coast. I'm going to have Paul Joseph Watson add another update to that. And it's our article at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. This is the most important article to get out because it covers the entire spectrum of the information. Cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. I'm going to read part of this and then recap some important information and go to your phone calls. Cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Paul Watson, if you're listening, add that. Remove the update on the Drudge article. Nuclear expert, radiation could spread to U.S. West Coast. Update above it with a blue link. Cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Copy that. Again, almighty, almighty, this is PBR Street Gang. Over. Get that up. True scale of nuclear crisis suppressed by Japanese authorities, aided by castrated and slavish mass media. All the nuclear reactors at the earthquake-stricken Fukushima reactor plant are under threat of melting down and exploding in a chain reaction that will signify the world's worst ever nuclear disaster and send clouds of radioactive particles hurtling towards the United States. That's the scale of the crisis facing Japan as officials admit for the first time that three nuclear reactors are already in meltdown. Already in meltdown. And I know that's all over AP and Fox, but let's have Watson add a link there because people won't believe it. Continuing, while the mainstream media continues to argue over the definition of a meltdown, while unquestionably regurgitating the dubious claim of Japanese officials that the two massive explosions witnessed at the plant were caused by pressurized hydrogen, radioactive isotopes, cesium-137 and iodine-121 have been detected by helicopters flying 160 kilometers or 100 miles away. And by the way, the big U.S. fleet has hightailed racing out of the area because of the radiation going out to sea in their direction. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, the biggest news here is that the reactor 3 that blew up this morning in a giant mushroom cloud, we hope it was just explosive hydrogen, though it doesn't look like that from the experts we've talked to, is a MOX fuel plant Mark 1, one of the most deadly plants in the world. It's double fueled with plutonium and uranium. Double fueled. I just got chills right there. That makes Chernobyl look like a joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's a double fueled Mark 1 MOX reactor that just blew sky high. I'm praying right now that containment facilities didn't get breached. Do you have any idea? One microscopic amount of that, you're dead. Dead. For the Japanese people especially, ladies and gentlemen, pray for him right now because this is hellish what's unfolding. I was watching Fox during the break and they had the headline on the bottom. Should this spark debate about nuclear reactors? Should we be concerned? I don't know. Should we? Why do you idiots? I was looking at where nuclear reactors are in the U.S. It's almost like they only put them on fault lines. Why? Austin's on a giant fault line. They've got them on the New Madrid fault lines in the Midwest. They've got them on the East Coast on giant fault lines. They got them in California on fault lines. They only like to build them on fault lines. Why? Why? Why did they build the Hadron Super Collider, which many of their own mathematicians admit a small chance it could create a black hole or a strangelet or a giant explosion of some type, but they don't think it's a probability, so it's okay. They're going to do thousands of tests in there. Every time they try to turn it on, it explodes. Different parts of it explode. And the genetic engineering, the thousands of cross-species creatures that are insects mixed with mammal, mixed with plant, spider goats for 15 years, open grazing, part spider, part goat. You tell the public that, they laugh at you. They don't spend 15 seconds to search the term spider goat, CBS News. In fact, they don't believe it. Put it on screen, please, spider goat. I can't deal with it anymore. Do you have any idea? Humans have got incredible potential and intelligence, but we could destroy ourselves. Continuing here, cover up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. And obviously, Drudge has got millions of readers coming through his top link to InfoWars and Prison Planet. I want Watson up there at the top to add our latest updates because that's where people are getting the news. There it is. Scientists breed goats that produce spider silk. May 31st, 2010. That's been out for 15 years, folks. Repeatedly, I've had people get in my face on the streets of Austin. One time picking up a pizza at Conan's Pizza. My pregnant wife wanted a pizza. This was 9 years ago. and I go in to get the pizza, and this guy pokes me in the shoulder and says, I used to like you, but I don't like you now. And I said, okay. And the guy was giving me a dirty look like he was about to punch me, and he said, you're a liar. I took biology at UT. It's impossible to cross species of animal. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, spider goats. And I said, well, when were you at UT? 1976. I said, buddy, I'm just... I didn't even argue with him. Folks, the point is, the technology that we know about is out of control. Imagine what we don't know about. And all of this stuff is deadly, dangerous. And the globalists always claim they want a world government to protect us from all this. They're the ones always rolling it out. They're crazy. They're crazy. Japan is the most earthquake-stricken place in the world. They've got the greatest concentration of reactors in the world next to France. Why? Why? And then now the... Okay, I said I'd go to your phone calls. It's just cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. While the mainstream media continues to argue over the definition of meltdown, while unquestionably regurgitating the dubious claims of Japanese officials that the two massive explosions witnessed at the plant were caused by pressurized hydrogen, radioactive isotopes, cesium... keep saying cesium, 137 and iodine, radioactive iodine 121 have been detected by helicopters at 100 miles away from the nuclear plant, which can only mean one thing, according to the Seattle Times. One or more reactor cores is badly damaged and at least partially melted down. What do you think the explosions are doing to help that situation? After claiming for 3 days that the explosions did not damage reactor cores and downplaying the severity of the situation, Japanese officials have now been forced to admit the obvious. The nuclear rods in three reactors are melting. Melting! Given the sequence of events, it is entirely probable that all six reactor sites will go into total meltdown and start spewing radioactive particles in the atmosphere that threaten not only Japanese citizens, but those living on the west coast of the United States. Yeah, but that's just where it drops in. And the whole U.S. is affected. And then next, Europe gets it. And then it goes through Asia, right back to Japan. The two explosions have already compromised the surrounding facilities. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. Now it's over 60 miles. This is 20-kilometer zone around the plant, which keeps growing. Latest reports suggest the exclusion zone is already 50 kilometers and expanding. Yeah, it's 60-plus miles now. Casualties in the immediate vicinity of the nuclear facilities are likely to be far higher than reported. U.S. seamen on board ships off the coast have been tested radioactive and have fled. Japanese authorities, presumably in an effort to prevent hysteria, have engaged in a cover-up of the true scale of Fukushima crisis from start to finish, and they have largely been aided by the mass media that has slavishly repeated their lies without question. Remember when Drudge linked to our articles with our eyewitnesses 2 months before it was mainstream news that TSA was sticking hands down pants and we got attacked? Turned out they were. Or when we said that they weren't testing the meters on the machines and the radiation was higher, USA Today Friday admitting it. We do the research. And I'm not bragging, but people better start listening to us. You don't think the mainstream media's got people that are smart working for them? You don't think ABC and all them know what's going on? Oh, they know. But they wait until the alternative media rams this out in the open before they tell you what's happening. It just goes on and on. This is a huge, detailed report by Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson. Get it out to everybody. Get it out. And again, I don't tell Drudge what to do, but he's the biggest website in the world for news. It'd be good if cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. And Drudge, you can check all our links, sir. And you can see this is accurate. Again, Media Matters is going completely ape. Think Progress, all George Soros run, is going completely bonkers right now, flipping out, saying they're the gatekeepers. How dare anyone follow what Alex Jones says? Why? Because I was the first to call every single thing? Not because I'm smart, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? When you see nuclear plants blowing sky high and they're already reporting radiation 1,000 times safe levels on Friday and Saturday, and the Japanese government's saying there's no problem, you better believe there's been a meltdown. And 5 hours after we broke it, everybody else sat there like cowards. 5 hours after we rammed it out, the Japanese government came out and admitted there'd been a meltdown. Okay? And I'm having to bring all this out because I'm going to get attacked regardless. Okay, I'm going to your calls. That article's key. Another Paul Watson, radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. That's a conservative estimate. It could be as many as 4 days. It could be hitting tomorrow. Excuse me. Japanese government cover-up foreshadows mega disaster. Excellent breakdown by Kurt Nemo. at Infowars.com. Get these articles out to everyone. Muy pronto. Undelay, arriba. Let's get this information out there to everybody right now. It is important. Because if the government spins their wheels and twiddles their thumbs, and if these have been total meltdowns and it's leaning that way, they are not going to tell people to get ready and protect themselves. Let me tell you something. If it comes out, and I don't have a bunker, I just moved to the country and getting solar in my own well, but next I was going to try to build a bunker. Not because I live in fear, but because I love my children so much and all the threats of nuclear war, dirty bombs, reactors blowing up, I've got to have a place where for a month during fallout I could go underground. That's kooky, according to, but the government has all its own bunkers and is building more. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, if it starts coming out that uranium and plutonium have been spewed in the air, I'm not going to give my kids a death sentence, you know, when they die when they're 35 of cancer because they absorb some uranium or plutonium. I'm going to have to put up the plastic sheeting in a room in my house, and I'm going to have to move in there and do the radio show over a telephone. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sit here and huff uranium and plutonium because the media doesn't report on it. Now, we don't know if that's happened yet, but we've only got a few days to find out. Remember, 20 years ago, they told the troops they couldn't sit on ammo cans of DU munitions. Now they tell them no problem. 20 years ago, they wouldn't let them use it in combat. Now they say no problem, no decontamination. They don't do radiation tests of the body scanners or of the high-powered street units. They don't care anymore. They don't care about you. They won't tell you. They don't care about us. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand that? I hope everybody understands that. I hope everybody understands what we're dealing with. Oh, man, it gives me a headache. So there are the articles, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And if you don't know that the prevailing winds from Japan come right across the U.S., just search the term jet stream over U.S. and see where it's coming from. Or fire balloons. Remember when the Japanese were firebombing the West Coast with hydrogen balloons with firebombs on them? Because the jet stream would carry them perfectly over the northwest. Just go look it up for yourself, okay? Don't believe a word I'm saying. Let's go ahead and talk to Tyler in California. Tyler, thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. I'm calling you here from the soon-to-be fallout zone in Southern California. I just wanted to point your attention to a couple of developments that I came across. Russia today is now saying that the fuel rods are, quote, fully exposed and that a third explosion is imminent. And this is after yesterday the mainstream media is telling us that the second explosion was definitely the last of it. And so it just shows that it's not to be trusted.
Is that at RT.com?
Yeah, you can find it on their YouTube channel. It's one of their top links now.
All right, we'll get it up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll have continual coverage. Well, I mean, if you see explosions with mushroom clouds, how could the fuel rods not be exposed?
I agree, Alex. I mean, I look at it just like 9/11. You see the Twin Towers being blown up in front of you, in front of your own eyes, and you just have to use your own intuition and not wait for the government to tell you what to do. I went out and got my...
That's another point. Remember how the first day they said the air was safe to breathe, and a week later when they turned out they knew it was deadly on ground zero, the asbestos?
Exactly. I mean, they're never going to tell you the truth. When you see the plant blowing up 3,000 feet in the air, you know that some of that stuff's getting out, how bad it is. I mean, we don't know yet, but you shouldn't wait to find all the details. You should go and get some potassium iodine with kelp or whatever you can find and take precautions and protect yourself and your family. That's what you have to do.
Meanwhile, George Soros people say we're kooks for even talking about this, even though we've been proven right.
That's ridiculous, and it shows, they're not listening to them anymore. I'm here in Southern California, and it's literally sold out of potassium iodine. Any of the health food stores you go to, they have been ringing off the hook all day, so people are listening to the alternative news.
Well, just remember, George Soros' people attacked us when we tried to warn folks. That's how evil these people are.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And it just shows that they're becoming obsolete because people are not listening to them. They're not going to wait for California to sound the radiation. They're taking precautions right now, and they're going to protect themselves. And that's because, in a large part, thanks to you, I want to commend you for having the guts to stand up and be one of the first people to say all this stuff, you know.
Well, but I appreciate your call, Tyler. I don't deserve any credit. Yeah. We're in, I mean, look, cesium and radioactive iodine are only released when fission is going on. That I went and looked it up on the university sites. They say that means a meltdown. So I went on air Friday and said, I believe there's a meltdown. Saturday it was confirmed. It blew up. And then a bigger one blew up today that's a plutonium fueled. I mean, this is... how can we not tell people? And look, they're going to try to lie. They're going to try to tell you there's no problem. You just watch. Frank in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with you finally. I could ask you a million questions, but the one thing I want to ask you is, okay, what do you know about the history about Chernobyl, and how far did that radiation really get out from the plant?
All right, well, let's put a map up. I've seen the maps. The main plume was over 1,000 miles long. They said that 154,000 miles was completely uninhabitable. The government ordered everyone out, but most people didn't leave because they own the property in Ukraine outside Kiev. And they estimate that the overall plume was about 3,000 miles long and that radiation from it orbited the planet at detectable levels for at least 3 years. But there is a Chernobyl global radius patterns, as you can see, 1,200 miles, but it mainly went north. That's why the Finns and everybody are so busy getting ready because they got hit with it. But it went thousands and thousands of miles in all directions, but mainly went north with the prevailing winds.
Yeah, and I got to point out this mainstream news. It's just ridiculous because I turn on the 10 o'clock news thinking maybe I'm going to see something about, you know, the fallout. And I get a high-speed pursuit on the news. It's like, it's just, dude, they don't even care. I mean, it makes me sick.
They've got their iPad, they're vain, they're into their wrinkles and into acting studly at the gym and, you know, being powerful. And, you know, cops are out there writing tickets from the truck drivers driving into work today as our whole economy goes bankrupt. And that's what they want. So this is what they get, Frank. I appreciate the call. We're skipping this final break here. This is a network break. Station should not break into it. Let's talk to Tom in Missouri. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I can't get any information on the internet because every time I get on it, my computer just locks up today. I'm trying to find out about this potassium iodine, or is it iodide with a D?
There's several different types. One of them can't be sold in the U.S. is what the military gives out. Sir, it's regular food-grade iodine, and I'm not going to give you medical advice, but you can get it at health food stores. Iodine from kelp, dulse, or alfalfa. Is what you want, or if that's sold out, the public won't know. You can go to a Japanese restaurant and eat a big serving of kelp and get enough to protect your thyroid for a week. But it only protects you from radioactive iodine, and you know, which is the most common radiation poisoning. If you get uranium or plutonium, nothing's going to help you.
I can't trying to find out where to get the stuff. My wife's looking for it in town, but she went to some health food stores, and they said they were sold out. Or didn't have any more, and all the pharmacies, I've called all them, and they act like I'm crazy for even asking for it. And I'm just trying to find out.
Well, why do they have it on their shelf? Sir, I guarantee you they're going to have, look, iodine with kelp, dietary supplement, suggested use, take one drop once a day in a little water as a directed by your healthcare professional, because, again, thyroid health, you need plenty of good iodine or your body gets confused and absorbs similar compounds that are toxic that are in food. And so that's why the health people take this, or people with thyroid problems are directed. I'm not going to give you medical advice. You heard Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, say he would get potassium iodine as a precaution. Nuclear physicist, but don't believe him. Go to your own medical doctor. And they'll probably laugh at you. I mean, you know, who knows what they do? That's how America works. Don't listen to the former head of Star Wars program. Just listen to what Regis and Kathy Lee say. I appreciate your call, Tom. God bless you. Again, folks, I don't even know what to say anymore here, hearing that. Now, my wife got laughed at this morning. Let's go. And again, they'll still be laughing in a month, even if they get hit with some radiation and it reduces their life, you know, term, their lifespan, a decade or two. They'll never know why they die later. It's like the troops will laugh when they're using DU now because they don't even give them the safety manuals anymore. Troops from 20 years ago know because they went through the training. Now they just say, here it is, boys, have fun. Because the globalists are crazy. Steve in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's
crazy times. But the reason I'm calling is that leading up to this initial, like the first earthquake, the biggie, most geologists thought that the big one was going to happen southwest of, or southeast technically, I guess, of Tokyo, where the three plates join up together. That was always being a spot of concern. But if you look, I've been following the USGS website here since the 8.9 or the 9.1 hit, and the swarm that they're getting is following south along that fault line there towards where the three plates meet up together. And it's just unbelievable how you see the swarm is just slowly, each one of these new earthquakes, aftershocks, it's blowing south towards Tokyo. And I think, I don't know, I mean, if I had family in Tokyo, I'd be telling them to get ready, because if that swarm reaches down to the triple plate area there, it could get messy again.
All right, thanks for the info. Yeah, the Great Ring of Fire there in the Pacific is heating up. Volcanoes are lighting up. It's hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. And there is the Fukushima number 3 blown to bits. Finally got a photo of that. Is that Fukushima 3 or 1? That's Fukushima 3. Let's go ahead. And they are reporting that the rods are exposed. Not good news. Let's talk to Travis in Texas. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
I guess I'm all right.
Hey, I want to switch gears a little bit from the main story and talk about what Obama came out and finally spoke out about gun control from the Gifford shooting and mentioned about sensible gun control. Kind of funny how he brings that up now and we're all diverted with attention. Also, today was...
Well, you know what? You know how you counter that? It came out 2 weeks ago that the ATF is shipping guns to Mexico to then take them back to the U.S. to blame everything on Mexico, on our Second Amendment. It is a government false flag against the Second Amendment. They are terrorists. They should be impeached.
Yeah, and that's our only protection from them at this point. Also, today, Anonymous came out with the Bank of America leaks for the bank papers, unfortunately going to be covered up again by the Japan tragedy.
Yeah, I knew that was coming out today. What did it say?
Well, there's not too much. It just talks about switching numbers around, so you can't necessarily search for a mortgage based on the derivative that it's...
yeah, they created counterfeits and scrambled them on. That was already known. I appreciate your call. Interesting, Travis. Adam in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
All right.
Good. Hey, appreciate everything you're doing. About the kelp, iodine, and all that stuff, I'm looking on KI4U.com. They're like a big expert, sounds like, on all this radiation stuff. He's saying the kelp supplements are in micrograms, and like the supplements you get, like the 14 little tablets and all that stuff that they're handing out mostly over in Japan and all that, they're like 130 milligrams. And it's saying you'd have to take like 400 doses of the kelp stuff to equal one of those the micro.
No, that's not what the pharmacist and people we've talked to have said. So but I'll have to look into that. I mean, it only takes so much of this to fill your thyroid. So, again, people should consult their physicians. We're not giving any advice out here. I know what I'm doing. So I appreciate your call. You know, we're flat out of time for Mary, Bruce, and others. We'll continue to track everything at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll continue to update all the latest news. It is deteriorating in the direction, unfortunately, we thought it was, with fuel rods exposed being reported. Another explosion imminent, and this looks like it could blow the rods out. And let me tell you, this is getting really serious, because now we're talking about a Mark 1 plutonium uranium reactor with stuff that if you get a microscopic amount of it, you are dead. I mean, this is horrible news. This is going to make Chernobyl look like a cakewalk. And it was the greatest nuclear disaster in world history, because with a nuke or a bomb going off, almost all the radiation is burn up. The fuels burn up in the chain reaction. This is just plants going haywire. Pray for Japan. Pray for America. Pray for the rest of the world. And that we learn from this with all these other super technologies and super science systems that are so dangerous with human error involved. Great job to the crew. Again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, continual coverage. Get our article about the Fukushima chain reaction cover-up underway. Get it out to everybody so they know the truth. Warn people. It's up to you. God bless you. See you back 11 a.m. tomorrow, or maybe earlier. We may pop in.